Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the piece, it's time to call blows. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational track to see successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening, peace, man.
Everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know what time it is, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. It is Sunday night, February 12, 2012. Of course, you are live in The Remix. So good to see you guys in the house tonight. So good to see everyone getting themselves situated. I see you guys all on the phone lines. Glad to have you in the house tonight. Now, first, let me start out by saying the first thing I want to let everybody know is definitely I want you to encourage you to definitely go back, if you have not, and download this show and all the shows that can be heard right here on The Remix. So you definitely want to do that. But I want to say welcome to everyone who's listening all over the world. I've been hearing from you guys all weekend, and especially all day yesterday and today. So it's good to connect with you, good to have you here in the remix here tonight. We got a lot of things that we're going to cover, some things that was expected and a couple of things that was a little bit unexpected. Talk about who's going to be coming up next on The Remix so we can get this soul train moving, get these things moving right here. So good to see you guys. For those of you listening and tuning in, and this is your very first time for tuning in, I want to invite you to come on over to the chat room. If you've never been over here, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Remix, all one word. The chat room is open. You're free to come in. It takes about 5 minutes. You can click the link, sign up, come on in, and tell us who you are, and love to hear from you. I don't know about you guys, but it's been a hell of a weekend, and it ain't got nothing to do with Whitney Houston, although we're going to be talking about Whitney Houston here tonight as well as we get into the magic of feng shui part two and really just talk about some of the things that's going on with us right now. So I definitely would invite all of you to join us here in the remix here tonight so we can talk about all of those things. I wanted to kind of go back and talk about the show that we did last week, and it was about, do you love what you feel? Do you love what you feel? That was really important that we did that show at that particular time to talk about, do you love what you feel? Chaka Khan, interesting enough, was one of the first singers, especially in the R&B world, that Whitney Houston actually sung backup on. Matter of fact, she sung backup on quite a few songs for Chaka Khan. And we're going to be talking about that connection there as well, too. Yes, we're going to be talking about that as well. So good to see everybody in the house. We're going to get ready. You know how we do. We're going to get ready to dance. We're going to get ready to move. So many emails that I've gotten from you guys from all over the place. I want to bring that up. And so much feedback from the show last week. So much email. And every single one of you, we've gotten so much email coming in from all over about the show that was done on Friday night that had a lot to do with letting go. And we're going to be talking about that tonight. We're actually going to do a ritual about letting go and talk about the times that we're in. So it's good. It's so good to have you guys in the house. I know many of you wanted to know about Brother Bobby Hemmett. Had an amazing conversation with him this evening. He's doing well. You can definitely reach out to him, 678-358-1055 for all of his DVDs and much information on occult and every subject you can possibly think about. You can get that from Brother Bobby Hemmett. I also had a chance to talk to Brother Panic tonight as well, too. Talked to him earlier today. That was a very enlightening conversation as well. You guys know he's going to be doing the Atlanta Lectures. That's going to be coming up, and you can always reach out to him. Atlanta Lectures at hotmail.com. To find out more about that, Dr. Aline Bay is going to be coming on there. So I want you to do that as well. Good to see you guys. I see you guys filling up in the house. And if you want to call in and listen, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. As we continue here, we're going to be talking about feng shui in a very unique way. You guys know how I do feng shui, so this is going to be the part two, but I'm going to give out some cures tonight. I'm also going to show you how to find the money corner in your house. And that money corner that you're going to be finding, I'm going to tell you how to find it. Doesn't matter how big your space is, how little your space is. We're going to talk about the money corner. We're going to talk about love and relationships. We're going to also talk about how to get into the creative aspect. And even for those of us who really just want to get into the corner of what I call the knowing your magic corner, you can even find that in your house. We're going to talk about all things feng shui as they relate to us now. Talk about those things that's happening in the world right now that's going on in your life, and also talk about why this time, right now, this night, this moment, February the 12th, 2012, is so powerful, not only for ourselves, but also Whitney Houston making her transition at this time. So we are going to be honoring and celebrating Whitney Houston this evening, and remix style, doing it remix style, which is the style. So, you guys ready to do this? I'm ready to get into the share this evening. Welcome, everybody. So good to have my international listeners in the house. I know it's late for you guys, but it's good to see you guys. I know you're here from all over the world. Japan is in the house. The UK is in the house. By the way, we did our readings and this week. They were amazing. And we had an opportunity to add another country to the list. And actually, I believe the country is in, I want to say Africa, West Africa, but it is called Cape Verde. So that's another country to add. So I think, if I'm correct, Sister Manya could correct me, we're up to 25 countries now, or 26 countries, listening from all over the world. So the message is getting out there, and tonight will be no different. We will put that message out there. Shine that light out there and talk about it. We're going to talk about feng shui, tap into those different areas within ourselves in our sacred space of the dark matter, and see how that relates to feng shui and the time that we're in right now. So here's what I want you guys to do. I want everyone to get up. Stand up wherever you are. Take a moment. You can do this. And I want you to get yourself ready to dance. And this tribute dance that we're going to do, we're actually going to do this for Whitney Houston to really help her on her journey, on her very peaceful journey. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this story, and we'll continue this as we go. I was actually kind of on the road yesterday, a little bit out of town, me and Baby Blue, when I first got the news, and actually it was my son who called me and told me about, you know, Whitney Houston making her transition. And so once he told me that, you know, once I got home, kind of got myself a little bit situated, I have a rose quartz crystal that is a totem that I usually carry around with me. And I keep it in my bathroom. I keep this particular totem a lot in my bathroom, and I carry it with me a lot. Well, it was up on the counter. And I was in the bathroom just kind of moving around, cleaning around, and all of a sudden it jumped up off the counter, fell on the floor, and it splattered. So I immediately went down to pick it up, and as I started picking it up, I seen Whitney Houston, clear as day, come to me. And I said, wow, Whitney Houston, she's dead. She died. She did make her transition. And she's in the bathtub. It happened in the bathroom. I knew immediately. So I got on the phone and I started to talk to a couple of people. Nobody had heard any reports of that. And I don't think they've let out any reports as of yet, not to my knowledge. But later I found out, me and Sister Munya talked, that in fact, she did die in the bathtub. Now, I kind of want to caution myself a little bit to tell sort of some of the things that I got on this, but I will say this, because I believe sometimes you can say things and you don't actually have to say them. You guys get it. You're magical people. One thing I want to say is this. It's a lot of energy that's going on for a lot of us here on the planet. Now, one thing I'm very clear about, because Whitney was kind of like a friend to me, and let me tell you what I mean by friend, and many of you may be able to relate to this as well, because she's kind of close to my age. So she was kind of like that girl that kind of just made it, you know, that just kind of went out there and did her thing. She was singing, she was dancing, she was doing all of this when she was about 14 years old. 14 years old. She was doing this. She was singing. She was singing back up for Chaka Khan, and she was doing all of this. So a lot of her life and a lot of progression of her life, I seen that in my own way because she was kind of close to my age. The music that she sang, it was definitely something that I could relate to and definitely can see these things, see the progression of her as she continues to grow up and as she continued to change. I could see myself growing up and I could see myself changing. So I had a connection. And then later in life, I had the opportunity to have more of a personal connection with her. That's a whole nother story. We'll talk about that some other time. But anyway, so I'm there and I'm looking at this and I'm thinking about this. So much is going on. This is Black History Month. A lot of energy on the planet at this particular time. So definitely Ashe to all of our powerful ancestors, particularly those coming out of America, that we do celebrate on a day-to-day basis sometimes, but this acknowledgement of everybody really lifting up that energy, really to help lift up that energy, because it is because of a lot of their work. It is because of a lot of their pain. It is because a lot of their suffering that we're able to really transcend and transform ourselves and do the work that we're doing right now. Because, in fact, we are the ancestors. So however far you choose to take that lineage back, and we do take it all the way back to ancient Kemet, but it's also important that we recognize those who have been to this continent and those who have not recognize our ancestors here in America. Something that Brother Bobby Hemmett said about our DNA, because it is a special mix of those of us who have been over here in the West coming together. So it is an important time to recognize that as well. So now, the next thing, the Grammys is tonight. There's the Grammys on TV. The Grammys is tonight. So we know that this was an important time for Whitney. Valentine's Day is here in a couple of days. Now, one thing that I often do when it comes to a lot of what we would like to call celebrities or people who we would like to say is in the limelight. But first, before I actually tell you about that connection particular there, I want to tell you back to take you back to some things in ancient time. And this not necessarily is a ritual, but you can call it a ritual. Even at the tribe level, when someone who is held a well position in the tribe way, it was really this big thing. So we carry a lot of that energy of what we do to people who are in our tribes. Because just because you're in my tribe, that don't mean that I physically got to know you. That doesn't mean that we have to call each other every day. There are some people in the tribe that's going to be closer to you, and there's going to be some people in the tribe that's not. But they also had sort of what would have been known, if we were to bring it in modern day time, those celebrities within the tribe. And when one of those celebrities within the tribe would make their transition, it would be this big hoopla. So trust me, I can definitely understand why everybody is just going bizarre all over Twitter, all over Facebook, everywhere. Whitney, Whitney, Whitney. I can understand that. I can understand that on a level because instinctively, this is a part of what was done at the tribal level. But it was done for a very different reason, and this is what I want to help some of you begin to understand. The reason that it was done is because now what has to happen is who's going to fill that slot in the tribe? So whoever the person was, someone has to take that place in the tribe. Not be that same person, but bring their own uniqueness. This is why it is important that you develop what your purpose is and what you came to the planet to do. Because when it is time for you to step up in the tribe and do your work, whatever that tribe may be, it could be your immediate family, it could be somewhere on your job, it could be with your friends, it could actually be maybe you sing, maybe you dance, maybe you paint, maybe, I don't know, you crochet, maybe you race cars. Whatever you do in the tribe, there comes a day that if you have not already moved yourself up in the tribe, that there's going to be a time that you get your opportunity to do your work. And sometimes it comes a little soon. See, this is why the rites of passage was so important back in the day. Because, see, there was not going to be a mistake. We weren't going to put you in a position that you wasn't ready for. You were going to go through your rites of passage. And that rites of passage was going to prepare you for anything that you needed to do, not only for yourself, not only for your family, but what you needed to do for the tribe. So I say that to say I understand, I definitely can relate to why all of this hoopla about Whitney Houston is there. But let's make sure we're examining what it is we're really feeling and why we're feeling what we're feeling. This is why I started out the show and said, boy, oh boy, it's been a hell of a night, and it ain't got nothing to do with Whitney Houston. And so all of those messages and everything that people are putting up there, ask yourself the question. It's been a hell of a night, but it ain't got nothing to do with Whitney Houston. I'm going to let you know what it really has to do with in just a moment, because it's not Whitney. This is a time for celebration to help her rise, because one thing is clear. Whitney Houston did her work on the planet. The comparison that they're comparing her to, and this was something that Bobby also brought to my attention, they're comparing her to Michael Jackson. And even though she may not have had the money Michael had, she definitely had that influence around the world that Michael Jackson had. And there is nobody else that has done it better than Whitney Houston. And you can see all the way from Dubai, all the way to Japan, all the way to Australia, all the way to Russia, you will see everybody celebrating this going home. Here's the reason why. Often, many of you who have had sessions from me, and particularly sacred sessions, the one thing that I tell you is that we're all made up of all the different elements. Every element on the planet exists within you. That goes without question. But here's another thing. At different times in our lives and different cycles in our lives, we're actually more connected with one element than the other. Some of us never really change that dominant element. Michael Jackson, fire. Whitney Houston, fire. Both of them, and Whitney Houston definitely too, came back to be in the school of love. Many of you who have had sacred sessions from me, I have told you that. I've told you here on the remix. You've come back to be in the school of love. So let's examine. What does it mean I've come back, definitely be in the school of love? Well, a lot of you can tell me that firsthand, and one of my major schools is the School of Love. That means that when you begin to look around, when the energy begins to get expressed, and I don't care how you're expressing it, you could actually be expressing it as a grocery store clerk at Kroger's, and everybody's going to feel your damn love. You're going to be around love. You're going to be connected to love. Love energy is going to be on you. Challenge, and I'll say this honestly from myself, because I've come back to be in the school of love. It's often those of us who've come back to be in the school of love, we've often been very damaged in that department when it comes to receiving that love back. And I say all of this to say, Whitney Houston was definitely in the school of love. So was Michael Jackson. If you look at both of their lives, there was some struggle areas in that department when it came to love. Those of you know what I'm talking about, if you came back truly for the school of love, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There is no question. You're going to know a little bit more than just the next person that got their heart broke. See, because this is also going to be a big part of your theme. So it is a challenge for those of us who've come back for the school of love. And even though we're very good at giving and receiving love, this is also where our lessons come into play. We come back for these lessons of love, and we help others with the lessons of love. So this is some real serious stuff right here. So now, Whitney Houston is definitely carrying this energy. Her cycle, if we were to take a look at her cycle, she's in the cycle of completion. So what does that mean? That means that at this particular time, if I want to go ahead and get up out of here, I'm free to get out of here. You know why? Because I've done what I've came to do, and I've learned the lessons I needed to learn. And trust, we had a real long conversation when that crystal fell in the bathroom. And Whitney, oh, she was done. She did what she came to do. When you begin to think about all of her music and her songs and think about some of her albums, you know, some of the songs, How Will I Know, Love to Infinity, Heartbreak Hotel, One Moment in Time, The Greatest Love of All, Saving All of My Love for You, Didn't We Almost Have It All, So Emotional, So Emotional, I Have Nothing, I Have Nothing, I Want to Run to You, I'm Your Every Woman, Step by Step. It's not right, but it's okay. So, in fact, what you're feeling, of course, on this human level, we are definitely mourning Whitney Houston because that's a natural part of the process. But I want you to begin to really start to think about what it is that you're really feeling. And honestly, I'm sitting here and I'm watching this video of Whitney Houston. And she says, it's been a hell of a night. I said, it sure has, Whitney. And she said, but it ain't got nothing to do with me. I said, wow, you're right. This ain't got nothing to do with Whitney Houston. But what it does have to do with is the ability to be able to let go. Letting go. Letting go. And this we really have the ability to do. To let go of the pain. To let go of the hurt. To let go of the traumas. To let go of the lies. To let go of the past, to let go of the dark energy. I want you guys to think back to last week's Friday show. And one of the things that we were talking about is, do you love what you feel? Do you love what you feel? And the first caller, the brother, that so honestly called in said, no, I don't love what I feel. The courage that he had to come to grips with, I don't love what I feel. And he was able to voice that. He was able to let that out. He was able to let that out in an honest way. Because, see, when you don't let that out, what happens is that begins to fester inside. It begins to fester in a way that sometimes when you're watching a forest fire and it's dry grass, how it just swooshes, it just engulfs everything that's in its path and burns it up. It becomes jealousy. It becomes rage. It becomes envy. It becomes insanity. It becomes insanity. It makes you sick. It kills you from within. It kills you from within. So most of us that like to do all of this work to open up that heart chakra, but if you haven't begun, go. If you haven't truly begun to love what you feel, then the dark clouds, the dark matter begins to come. And I'm not talking about the darkness that you go into to find the light, because that's very different. That's very, very different. But it starts to set itself into depression. You can hear depression. I can hear depression. I can see depression. I can feel depression. I can taste depression. It starts to consume you. You will see the person's actions change. You will see their behavior change. You will see them fighting to make their mark. They will be dying to be heard. They will be dying to be seen. They will be dying to be known. This is what happens. This is what happens with it. It gets you to this level. It gets you to this level where thoughts that maybe you never thought begin to creep in, because everything about this is the go within, go within, go within. I had this conversation with a brother a couple of years ago. All of that going within, going within. You have to go within. Sometimes you can take your ass so far inside of you that you can't even find your way out. That's depression. You can't find your way. Where are you going? You stuck. Exactly. You stuck, Sandra. You're right. You stuck. You so much you. Everything is about what you got going on, what you doing, how you doing it, the way you world you doing, what you going to do, what you did today, what you did yesterday, what you going to do next week. And hell, people don't even have to ask you. You're going to tell them what they need to do. So, again, I say, all of this sadness that people are feeling about Whitney Houston making her transition, this ain't got nothing to do with Whitney Houston, because she was all about love. She was all about love. This is about you. This is about you and what you can't let go of. That's what this is about. This ain't about Whitney. This is not about Whitney. And here's another thing. Let's talk about that, because I'm about to get to that in a minute. Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston definitely had that offset energy. She had that energy, that Isis energy, that offset energy. She was a mother. She was a daughter. She was a wife. She was a girlfriend. Oh, she was all of that. She had that offset energy, and she was all about love. And there is no other goddess that can teach you about love than the goddess Offset. There is no other goddess that can teach you that but the goddess Aset. How deep is that love? How deep is your love? You know, we talk about this love, particularly this is the month of February, okay? We talk about our loves for our mates and talk about our loves with our children. We talk about this love. We talk about it. We say we love each other. Really, what is that love based on? Because, see, that love that Aset had for Asar, many of us, we're not trying to do that kind of love. That ain't, we ain't doing that. The love that she had for her son, the love that she had for her sister. Now, just imagine this, and I'm going to take the story a little bit out of context so you can begin to just kind of follow me here. Imagine loving your man to death. Literally, to death. Not because you killed him, but because your brother-in-law killed him because he slept with your sister and had a baby. Huh? Say that again. What happened? Y'all better know your magic. You better study. Study the myths. Study the people. This is the one of the first things that I learned, and I learned this from Siba Haru Alkebulon. You want to understand about comedic science, study the people. See, because that's you truly studying yourself. Because, see, Aset loved her husband to death, not because she killed him, but because somebody else killed him. So she's loving her man. Come to find out, her brother-in-law chops him up into 14 pieces, spreads his body all over Egypt, Kemet. And then she goes to her sister, okay, knowing that the reason he got chopped up is because he was sleeping with his with her sister and had a baby together. And her sister says, yeah, I'm going to come with you. I'm going to help you find him and put him back together. So they go. And not only did the sister go, but also they bring the son. They bring him with them too. He helps. So she's there with her nephew, which is really her stepson, and they're looking for the body to put him back together. And not only does she put him back together, but then she can't find his phallus, okay, which in ancient Kemetic times, it represented the masculine energy. And so it was symbolic of her making him a gold phallus and then Aset turning herself into the bird mounting on top of him to show that the feminine energy, the feminine power was key. It was rising. Because this is truly about love, that she could see past all of this. So she mounts herself. They have the son, which is Haru. Haru wants to avenge his father's death so much against his uncle that his mother is trying her best to stop him. And as a mother, I know many of you can relate to this. We've tried to stop our children from doing something so that they don't hurt themselves or they don't hurt someone else. And in his rage, he chops her damn head off, his own mother. How many mothers have felt that their own children have chopped your head off? When you're trying to help them, they're chopping your head off. This was in his rage. She's still loving. She's still caring. She's still nurturing. She's still doing all of these things. And Whitney Houston did these things through her music. Think about times in your life. Think about those times in your life where you can relate to this song, particularly when she did the one from The Bodyguard, and I Will Always Love You. I will always love you. Powerful. Not only was her voice very angelic, and it was something that transcended space and time, it transcended cultures and races, it transcended schools of thought, it transcended people's hearts, and it really allowed you. So if you want to get into some music to really begin to help to clear and to cleanse your heart chakra, Whitney Houston, you definitely, when you're listening to it, that's what you're listening for. You're not listening so you can feel sad for her, because check it out, Whitney knew, it's time for me to go. I've done what I've came here to do, and then some. But see, our society, our world is sick. And what happens is we want to see people rise, but we also sitting in the cut waiting for their ass to fall. We waiting on you to fall. We're waiting on you to get on your damn knees. We waiting on you to slip. We waiting on you to do that. Oh, I could tell you some damn stories about that personally. So the gateway was open for her. The gateway was wide open for her. And she took it. She took that gateway. She took it like the goddess she was, and she rode out. She got on the soul train. She got on the soul train. She got on it. Now, yes, on this human level, we definitely want to send love and light to her family, because this is one of the most hardest lessons. Doesn't matter what school of thought you come from, that you're going to have to move past. This is the hardest lesson, is to get over this. And so my heart goes out to Cece, her mama. My heart goes out to baby girl, Bobby. My heart goes out to the whole family. Because it is going to be a difficult time for her. But Whitney Houston was in her cycle of completion. And many of you throughout your life, you know when you come to grips with certain things. There are certain markers set up for you. And don't get me wrong. I don't believe that things are so predetermined, like you know when you're coming here how you're going to leave. You have a choice. We all have choices. This was green light means go. It is Black History Month. Whitney Houston loved her people. And even though she played that movie with Kevin Costner, you ain't see her fooling with no white boys. She was getting down with the brothers. She loved the brothers. Loved the brothers. She loved her family. She loved her family. She loved the people who loved her, even though they turned her back on her and her. Because, see, that's what this misery loves company. So everybody around the world is crying for Whitney, and they have their sorrows for Whitney. But, you know, one thing about me, I've always loved Whitney music, and even through the fact that Whitney couldn't sing anymore, still loved and respected that sister for the work that she came to do. But so many people turned her back on her because, again, they wait for the rise, and they want to see you fail. They want to see you fail. They always want to see you fail. Same people that were screaming, "We love you, Whitney, we love you." Oh, they was the same people walking out the concert saying, "She's done, she can't sing no more." Same people. So I don't get slighted by that at all. Yes. So she came back for the School of Love. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. The Grammys is tonight. And all those same people that once put her up on top were the same people that helped her also come to the bottom. Now, don't get me wrong. We all make choices here. We all make choices. And sometimes things are just pretty difficult to deal here. And this is why I say no one came back to be so spiritual that they can't be here. Because everybody is dealing with something. Everybody is dealing with something. Everybody. And so the lesson, the message Whitney left, it's been a hell of a night, but it ain't got nothing to do with Whitney Houston. It has you and what you're not letting go of. So all of this conspiracy about what happened to her, what this, what that, oh, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Know that she got on the soul train with Don Cornelius, I can tell you that. So whether or not it comes out or not, it doesn't matter. She was in her cycle of completion. She's done her work. She's done it. She's done it in all categories that she could do it in. And so now the real question becomes, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Because, see, when a member of the tribe has moved on, then it's time for you to begin to get your tribal dance on. It's time for you to begin to ante up and get your tribe purpose in line with yourself. So I'm more concerned about what you're going to do than trying to figure out what I already know to be true. And those of you who are working your magic, you should know it too. You should know it too. So we could spend all day talking about that, but at the end of the day, it's not going to get us anywhere. I will say that. I will say that. Yeah. Whitney is on the soul train. The soul train is riding out. The soul train is riding out. And she's on it. So here's what I want you guys to do as we get ready to get into the share this evening. Welcome. You are live in the remix, and I am your host, Miss Blue. I am your host, Miss Blue. I want you guys to stand up. We're going to dance a little bit. We're going to send some energy and light out there and to Whitney Houston. And definitely to all of her family as well, too, to help lift them up and also help her as she continues to rise this evening. Then we're going to get into some feng shui and talk about a couple of other things. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep going. Yes, we are. So much. Everybody doing all right tonight? Oh, by the way, let me tell you this, Brother Bobby Hemmett. Yes, I spoke to Brother Bobby Hemmett, but Brother Panic is also going to be coming on the show next week. And he'll be dropping a message as well, too. We'll do a little chat and chill with Brother Panic and do some other things. We got other people coming up. It's Sunday night. You are live in the remix. And I know you guys had a hell of a night last night, because all kinds of emotions and feelings got rippled all over the world. The water energy from snow to water has no other choice but to be moving. You know why? Because Whitney Houston was all about love. And anytime you're playing that music, not only is it connecting with the energy of emotions, but it's also sparking that fire. So what you're to get from this is to take that flame, take that fire, and I want you to begin to use it to light your own flame so that you can begin to do your work. Do what you came here to do. So be concerned about what's going to be said about you. What's that looking like? All right. So we're going to get ready to dance. Everybody stand up. You're live in the remix. Of course, I'm your host, Miss Blue. 646-652-2711 is the number to call as we continue to go into the magic of feng shui. We're going to be talking about that, the magic of feng shui, and we're also going to be talking about, boy, it's been a hell of a night, but it ain't got nothing to do with Whitney Houston. It has everything to do with you, and you are live in the remix. All right, everyone. Don't you want to dance? That's right. With somebody that loves me. That goes out to Whitney Houston, Ashe, to Whitney Houston, and to all of those who've made their transition, particularly out to all of those. So, yes, Whitney Houston, definitely. We are dancing with you as we continue here live in the remix. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone who's just joining us here in the forum tonight. And so that's going to be the theme tonight. We're going to talk about that. I can't say that enough because I'm looking at all the emails that have been coming in, so many different emails that's been coming in, and looking at all of the correspondence going on Twitter, going on Facebook, and clear as day, Whitney said, you know what? It's been a hell of a night, but it ain't got nothing to do with me. This is all about you and really that connection. That connection of letting go of those things. You know, we're talking about feng shui, and feng shui is really that talk about letting go. It's about releasing. And so that's the first thing we're going to do is we're actually going to get into a ritual. We're going to get into a lot of cures, things to talk about with feng shui, how to create prosperity, how to get money, how to get into love and relationships, and how to cure those things if it's for your health. We're going to talk about all of those things. First thing I want you to do is to think about this. And this will be the first ritual that you can get. I want you to, now we did a very powerful ritual on the Blue Blast call, and I did that on last Friday's show, and we also did another ritual. But here's a ritual for letting go. I want you to take a few moments, and we're actually going to listen to some music while you guys begin to get into this. And I want you to begin to think about those things that have to do with the matters of the heart. And I want you to hear me very closely that you need to let go. Those things that you need to release from yourself, I cannot tell you how perfect this timing is. This is really about planning for the future. Planning for the future. The things that you do now, the things that you say now, the work that you put in now, this is really sort of kind of setting up the scene for the future. Setting the scene for the future. If you have something red to write this in, this is going to be the best color to write. We're going to keep tapping into that energy of the fire, connecting that energy. Fire energy is also that energy that is connected with the heart. This is where the physical and the spiritual world meets. And what we're going to be doing right now is really letting go. I want you to begin to think about things in your life. For some of you, you may have to go back to when you were 3. And for others, you may have to go back when you were 15, 14, 12. Some of you may have to go back to when you were 22. Some of you may have to go back to right now at this moment. But I want you to begin to think about those things on an emotional level to let go. And I want you to just start writing a list. I'm going to write my list too. And release those things from yourself. Here's an indication. If you find yourself in a place where you can recognize certain things in a person and it infuriates you, I'm not talking about call your attention, not things that make you go, but those things that really just infuriate you. The reason it's making you so upset or the reason that it is hurting you so much is because you can see yourself in it. Know that. That's just the honest assessment of it. Because you can see yourself in it. So I want you to begin to put those things down on your list. So those things of jealousy, those things of pain, those things of trauma. It doesn't matter what the trauma is. If maybe your mother abandoned you when you were young, maybe you have no parents, maybe your parents were killed. And I'll just tell you some of the things that come up in the session. Maybe you were raped, you know, maybe you raped someone. Maybe you was put into a position where you couldn't take care of yourself or your family. Maybe your children were taken from you, you know. Maybe you were the children and took them to another state and you took them with you. Maybe you lost everything. Maybe on the view of your passion and your dream, you gave up everything in order to get nothing. Maybe you love someone and you failed. Maybe you trusted someone only to find out that there was nothing about trust there. It could be any of those things. Maybe you lost your job and you haven't been able to find another one. Maybe you got kicked out of your apartment. You know? Maybe you were on the receiving side. Maybe you just never can get over the time that you spent when you were incarcerated. Maybe that's it. Or maybe you never got over that first love. Whatever it is, maybe you hold jealousy in your heart. Maybe you hold anger. Maybe you have rage in your heart because you know your genius lives within you, but you don't know how to bring that genius out in the world. Maybe it's because you've loved yourself so much that you can't see yourself loving anyone else or anything else. And so now you're lonely. Now you're all alone. Whatever it is, I want you to begin to think about those things that you need to let go. Maybe you haven't spoken to your sister in a while. Maybe you haven't spoken to your parents in 5 years. Maybe there's a friend that you've stopped speaking to. And it's okay if we have these relationships and we don't speak to people anymore. But what are you still holding from that? What is it that you need to begin to let go? Which one of Whitney Houston's songs is so close to you? Which one of them that you can connect to? Which one is it? What is it about her making her transition that is so devastating to you? Is it that I'll always love you? Is it I'm every woman? What is it? Is it Heartbreak Hotel? Is it One Moment in Time? Is it It's Not Right, But It's Okay? Have You Been Wronged? Do you find yourself really sort of connecting to that? It's Not Right, But It's Okay. It's Not Right, But It's Okay. I see some of you in the chat room are even saying that this is it. What is it? What is it? Where do broken hearts go? Is it your broken heart? Whatever it is, I want you to begin to write these things here because we're going to actually begin to do part of the ritual, and then you'll do the rest so that you can release this from yourself. In Feng Shui, one of the most basic principles, is that you must clear before you begin to do feng shui. So the same thing holds true with everything that we're trying to do, especially when it comes to tapping in and getting into this magic, is that you need to begin to clear before you can get in. You have to begin to clear before you get in. You have to let go before you get in. All of these things that's holding you back, that you can't let go of. It doesn't matter whether you were a victim. It doesn't matter if somebody lied to you, if someone hurt you, if someone cheated you. It doesn't matter about any of that. It really doesn't matter. It's time to let it go. It's definitely time to let it go. So I want you to make a list of those things that you're willing to let go of at this particular moment. You know, I know that there'll be some people who just don't want to let go. They want to hold on to it because, see, by holding on to that, that becomes the reason that you can't make the genius show up. See, the genius can't show up because you've been hurt. The genius can't show up because your mama left you. The genius can't show up because your daddy did this to you. The genius can't show up. We have all of these reasons why the genius can't show up. You see? Why aren't you selling CDs? Why aren't you being that rapper if that's what you want to do? Why aren't you being that teacher if you can't? Because the genius can't come. See, because if I have a reason why the genius can't show up, then this becomes my reason why I don't have to do anything. See, I get to sit back and I get to point my finger at you and you and you. I get to complain. I get to tell you what you're doing that's not right. And I get to tell you over there what's not right. But, oh, when you get to look at me, oh, no, not me. Because, see, I've been hurt. I've had pain. I've had trauma. And you got to understand. So now it's time to let it go. It's time to let it go. You also, by this gateway being open for Whitney Houston to cross through, she's opening it up for you to let it go. See, because she let it all go. She let it go. Don't have to worry about nobody saying nothing behind your back. You ain't got to worry about people being jealous of you and hurting you. You ain't got to worry about that. Put it all on the table. Or as a good friend would tell me, put it all in the pot. Let's get it all in the pot right now. Let's put it all out there. Just dump it. Because if you haven't dumped it, it's still festering inside of you. It's stopping the genius from showing up. So let's all put it out there. We're going to take some time to really just think about those things in your life because everybody's holding on to something. Everybody's holding on to something. We have a reason for everything, why we're not doing something. So this is what I want you guys to talk about. And then I want to talk about something else, a little bit more serious when we come back. But we're going to finish this ritual. I want you guys to write. I'm going to be writing too. For those of you who can do this, and I recognize some of you, this is going to be a little too tough. I even seen some people leave. Because, see, it's hard to skip through the excuses. It's hard to not be able to face what is in front of you. So this is the dark matter. We talked about the dark matter on the show earlier. This is a part of the dark matter, facing the dark matter. Because also what lies in the dark is you, is your shadow self. It's the other side of you, not necessarily the side of you that is evil or is dark. But this is also where our greatest fears lie, too. I'm not asking you to profess them to the world. Profess them to yourself tonight. Let it all go. That's it. Write it down. We're going to take a couple of minutes here. And then we're going to write it down.
I was slipping.
All right, everyone. Thank you guys for joining us. We are live in the remix, of course. It is February the 12th, 2012, and we're just now going through the letting go ritual. So I see all of you have wrote down all of your things here. So now, this is for those of you who are serious about really, really letting go, really releasing these things from yourself at this particular time. I know we've talked about a lot of things here tonight, and all of them are very much so connected with each other. We know signs and symbols are happening. We know the soul train is moving. And so now the question becomes how you can begin to really help yourself on this rise, this energy that we've all been talking about. Brother Panic has talked a lot about it, about the soul train and the soul train moving, and it is definitely moving. So here's an opportunity for you to release those things from yourself like we talked about. So whether they're things that have been done to you or things that you feel that is being reflected in your life that you don't want to have reflected in your life, that darkness, that dark matter in a negative way, the negative energy. So if you always find yourself sort of being in a position who always encounter hostile people, people tell me, oh, every time I have a conversation with somebody, it ends up like this, it gets in a hostile way, then know that there is a level that your shadow side, your dark matter is being filled with suppressed hostility. So release that from yourself at this time, because we know that this energy sends out reflections all throughout the universe. Take some time. Write your list. Now, once you have your list written down, what you're going to do is you're actually going to affirm that you're going to release this from yourself. And really, you're going to definitely release it. What's going to lock this ritual in, it has a lot to do with the elements. And so what you'll do is take your piece of paper. At the bottom of it, I want you to sign it. If you can sign it in red, that's going to be better. Write it in red. I want you to write it in red and say, I now release all of these things from myself. And then you're going to take your paper and you're going to fold it. I'm doing mine now so you can see. I'm going to fold it, bringing the two corners together. Fold it once, and then I'm going to fold it twice. So you're going to fold it two times. After you fold it two times, when you open it, you will notice that you'll have four squares. These four squares is going to represent the four major elements. And so the four major elements, what you're going to do is you're going to tear the paper in half once, tear it again, and then tear it again. Now, once you have all four papers tore up, then what you're going to do? With the first one, you're going to tear it up even smaller. And you're going to release this in the air. You're going to release this section into the air. So after you've released this particular section in the air, you'll have that portion of it is released. Next, what you're going to do is the same thing. You're going to take another section out of the four sections, and you're actually going to tear it up as well, and you're going to bury it. Now, preferably, you're going to bury this outside. You're going to bury this outside into the earth. Earth energy is excellent for taking things and really transforming them. This is even when we begin to talk about making compost. We take something that was throwaway, something that was negative, and we take it and turn it into things that can enrich the earth, that can feed the earth, that can be used for something positive. So you're going to bury it outside. And then what you're going to do with the other sheet of paper, so we have the earth, we have the air, and we have the water. Now, the fourth one, what you're going to do is you're actually going to burn that. So you're going to use earth, air, fire, and water, all four elements. All four elements must be done in order for this ritual to come through. You're going to make a complete circle for all of this to go through. So you're going to make a complete circle for all of this energy to go through. So in the earth, you're going to bury it. In the wind, you're going to release it. In the fire, you're going to burn it. And in moving water, you're going to allow it to go. So all four corners will be covered for you. This is how you're going to begin to let these things go. Over the course of the next 7 days, what I want you to do is to begin to reflect. Reflect on everything that was written down. Reflect on all of the things that you wrote from a positive perspective, recognizing where you are today and those things that you've released from the past. So you're really going to stay present in the now. Over the next 7 days, you'll begin to see how this energy will be very changed. Yes, very changed. Yes. So for those of you who are serious about getting into your work and knowing your magic, that's a very powerful ritual I want you to begin to do for letting go, because letting go is a serious thing. And when you hold these things in, when you keep them inside of you, not only does it begin to make your body sick, but it also starts to make your mind sick. And ultimately, it begins to make your spirit sick. And that can be seen, that can be felt, that can be heard by everyone. And we have so many people who definitely need to release things in their lives. So this is a time for you to remember the gateway of releasing has been open. Whitney Houston has opened this gateway for us to release, to let these things go, to not hold them on to them, to release them. This is the cycle. It was her cycle of completion, and we can definitely complete these things and know that the genius, whatever that genius may be within you, can begin to fully show up. Show up 100%, not 10%, not 1%, not 2%. So you can show that up in every single area of your life. You can show it up when it comes to your children. It can show up for you when you're with your friends. It can show up with you when you're with your family. And it can show up when you're all by yourself. Because at night, when the lights go out and we're in the darkness and all the laughter is gone, the only thing you're left with is you. Is you. So I definitely want you guys to get into that letting go ritual. And it really just echoes a lot of what we talked about on the show Friday night, which was about, you know, do you love what you feel? So for those of you who struggle trying to find what is it that you love, then this is an opportunity for you to release so that you can find out what you're loving, what you're feeling, and that can be exuded from the inside and out. And that also brings us to feng shui. So we're going to get into some funky feng shui. I know you guys are all ready for this. You want to find out about that money corner, and you want to find out about how to do that. So we're definitely going to do that. We're going to do that right now. So everybody doing all right? Everybody doing okay? Ah, beautiful, beautiful. What I want you to do is I want you to take out a piece of paper. Just take out a piece of paper, and I'm going to show you how to make your own Bagua map, and I'm going to tell you how to locate the money corner, that money shot, how to get that money shot. I know that may mean different things to many of you around the world, but tonight we're going to get the money shot tonight. Yeah, we're going to get the money shot. I thought y'all would get a kick out of that. Y'all know what that means. All right, so here we go. This is what I want you to do. If you have a piece of paper, the first thing you're going to do on your piece of paper, and try to make it as neat as possible. It doesn't have to be exact, but I want you to make it neat. And I want you to draw a large square on your paper. So you're going to draw a large square, just as large. You can go to the border if you want, but I want you to draw a defined square. Beautiful. Now, after you draw that square, what you're going to do is you're going to take this square that you just made, and you're going to make it a tic-tac board. So you're going to make a tic-tac board. So a tic-tac board has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 squares. So you're going to have 9 squares on your tic-tac board. Everybody with me? Beautiful. So have your 9 squares on your tic-tac board. So we're going to go across the top row. So you should have three squares going across the top. In the first square, listen to me closely, your first square, I want you to imagine you're standing at your front door to your house, to your bedroom, to your space. I want you to imagine standing at the door of where that is. So in your top left corner, this is what I want you to write. I want you to write abundance, and I want you to write prosperity. Abundance and prosperity. And then underneath abundance and prosperity, I want you to write Lakshmi, the goddess Lakshmi. I want you to write her name. So this is going to be the top. If you're looking at your squares, it's going to be the top square on the left-hand corner. All of this is going in the same square. Abundance, prosperity, and then Lakshmi. Now, underneath the Lakshmi, this is all still in the same square. You're going to write wood. And I want you to put these colors in the square, purple, red, and blue. Purple, red, and blue. Purple, red, and blue. And now I want you to put an element in this square. It's going to be wood. So let me go over the square again. We have our tic-tac-toe board. It is going to be the left corner, the left at the top, the square at the top left. So in essence, if you're looking at your tic-tac-toe board, you're going to go to the left-hand side, the first square at the top left. You're going to write Abund Prosperity. You're going to put Lakshmi. Then you're going to put the colors in there, which will be purple, red, and blue. And then the element you're going to put is wood. If you drew yours too small, I want you to get a big piece of paper, and I want you to just do it again while we're starting. So now, we're going to go to the next square. We're going to go to the right. So we're going to the right. To the right, to the right. So we're going to go one square over to the right, which is actually going to be the top square over the middle column. So you should have three columns there, so the top one at the right. And in that particular square, what I want you to write is I want you to write attributes and reputation. Attributes and reputation. This is going to be the second square from the top left. So the middle square across the top row. Top center. Yes, the top center square. So you're writing attributes and reputation. Okay, the colors I want you to write is black and red and white. So black, red, and white. The goddess I want you to write there is Sekhmet. And the element you're going to write is fire. Fire. I'm also going to give you another word for the top center. So you're going to have attributes, reputation, and I want you to also put illumination, because this is about your illumination. So put illumination there. The goddess that's going to go there is the goddess Sekhmet. The element that's going to go there is fire. And the colors you're going to put there is going to be black, white, or red. Okay. So next what we're going to do is we're going to go to the last box on the right-hand side on the top. So in the top right corner. This is going to be love and relationships here. Love and relationship. The goddess that you're going to put here is going to be Het-Heru. It's going to be Het-Heru. And the colors that you're going to have here is going to be red, pink, and white. So red, pink, and white. And then the element is going to be earth. Everyone got that? Love and relationship. The goddess is Het-Heru. The element is earth. And the colors are red, pink, and white. So next, what we're going to do, we're going to go back over to the left-hand side, and we're going to go to the box underneath Abundance and Prosperity, which is going to be the second box on the left-hand side in the middle. And so here, it's going to be foundation and family. Foundation and family. The goddess here is going to be the goddess Aset. The element here is going to be wood. And the color here is going to be green. Green. And so next, we're going to go to the box to the right of the box in the middle column. And this is going to be health and well-being. Health and well-being. And the goddess here that you're going to write, actually, you know what? We're going to leave this one free. Health and well-being, we're not going to put anything here. So nothing goes here. Just health and well-being. Health and well-being. And so then we're going to go over to the next box. It's going to be on the far right-hand side in the middle row. And this particular box, is creativity and children. Creativity and children. That's what's going to go there. Creativity and children. So the element that you're going to put here is going to be metal. Metal. If you don't get this, you can always go back and download. So this is going to be metal. The goddess that's going to be here is the goddess Sarasvati. S-A-R-A, I believe, S, V-A-T-I. Sarasvati. Sarasvati. So, creativity in children. Metal. And then Sarasvati. This is going to be the box that is directly under love and relationships. So this is the box that goes directly under love and relationships. And the color that's going to be here is going to be white and pastels. So white and pastels. So white and pastel. So this is under love and relationships. This is where this box is, where creativity in children is. It's directly under love and relationships. Metal, the goddess is Sarasvati, and the colors is going to be white and pastels. Okay, so next what we're going to do is we're going to go to the last box. This is going to be on the row that should be closest to you. The row above it, you should have at the top prosperity and abundance, family and foundation, and now we're coming to this. And just to clarify, for creativity in children, the color is white. And then all the pastels, you know, baby blues, the pearl pinks, the powder greens, you know, the mint greens, the lilacs, all the colors that you see around Easter time is going to be the pastel colors. So for those of you who want to know about the pastel colors. Okay, so next what we're going to do is we're going to go to the next box, which is all about, and this is under foundation and families, this is all about knowledge. It's about knowing thyself. So this is the know thyself box. This is the Know Thyself box. And so the element here is going to be earth again. So you have earth. And then the color is going to be blue. And then the goddess here is going to be the goddess Nut, N-U-T, the goddess Nut. The bottom left-hand corner, yes, the bottom left-hand corner is no else. The element is earth, the goddess is Nut, and the color is blue. Okay, the next box is career and life's journey. Career and life's journey. Career and life's journey. The element here is water. It is water. And the goddess here is going to be Yimenya. Yimenya. Yemen, yeah. So the colors here is going to be the color black and other dark tones. And Yemenya is spelled many ways, but you can spell it Y-E-M-A-N-Y-A. She's the African and Brazilian goddess that's over water. So I'm sure someone will put it in the chat room. I'm not the speller either, so I do understand. Yeah, Yemenya. There you go. So career and life journey is this section. Water is the element. Black and other dark tones is going to be the colors here. And Yemenya is the goddess. Yemenya is the goddess. Okay, so let's go to the last corner. We should have one corner that is left there. One corner that is left. And then this is for helpful people and travel. Helpful people and travel. The element is going to be metal, is the element. The colors are going to be white, gray, and black. White, gray, and black. And the goddess that's going to be here is the goddess Neotoma. And that's spelled N-E-M-T-O-N-A, Neotoma. So this is the goddess Neotoma. And you may see the spelling many different ways, but that's one of the ways that you can begin to look her up, the goddess Neotoma. Okay. So now what you guys have just done is build a variation of what's called a Bagua map or a Bagua map. And this is how you're going to begin to use this particular Bagua map in the different 9 areas of your home. And you're going to be able to see this. So I'm going to go through them very quickly so you guys can begin to get it. All right, for the first, and we're going to start at the top left-hand corner, it's abundance and prosperity. The element is wood. The colors are going to be blue, purple, and red, the goddess Lakshmi. Right. And then in the middle top, what we're going to do, we have attributes, reputation, and illumination. The goddess is Sekhmet. The element is fire. And the colors are going to be black, red, and white. We're going to go to the top far right, love and relationships. This is the corner for that. The element is earth. The goddess is Hetheru. The colors are going to be red, pink, and white. We're going to go to the middle row, and we're going to start at the left. And left is going to be foundation and family. The element is going to be wood. The goddess is offset. The color is green. We're going to go to the middle. This is the only square that we don't have anything. So this square that is located in the center is health and well-being. Health and well-being. So then we're going to go to the middle far right row, creativity in children. The goddess is Sarasvati. And the colors are going to be white and pastel. We're going to go to the bottom. This is the know thyself section. The element is earth. The goddess is Newt. The color is blue. We're going to go to the bottom middle. This is career and life's journey. The element is water. And then we're going to talk about the colors being black and all of those other dark tones. So these will be tones, dark tones. So you can do dark brown, dark green, anything that's in a dark tone in this particular color. And we'll go into that a little bit more. Yemenya is the goddess. Then we're going to go to the far right bottom. Helpful people in travel is this section. The element is metal. The goddess is Neoptolemy, which is over, she's the goddess that watches over sacred spaces. This is why travel and her is connected with this section. And then you have the colors are going to be white, gray, and black. Now, this particular Bagua map, spelled B-A-G-U-A, Bagua map, one of the things I also want you guys to also just know, that the other shows that I did in Feng Shui, I really went into detail about the many different schools of Feng Shui. Because depending on where they study Feng Shui at, Feng Shui in the East, Feng Shui in the West, and just the combination of those different types of Feng Shui, it really, they have different principles and different rules. What we're going to do is really take it out of the sense of locking it down, and really we're getting into what I call magical Feng Shui, where you can actually use these principles, kind of put your own energy into it, and then begin to make your magic happen the way that you want to. So you're not locked into rules, because the goal of this is not to lock you down, but it is to free you up so that you can begin to incorporate this into your everyday life and not be stressed out by it. So that's the goal. All right, so this particular map that you just drew, this Bagua map, it has the nine different areas. And I don't care how small your space is, you'll be able to encompass this. I'm going to show you how you can use this in a large house and how you can actually use this in a very small space. It's going to work the same for you. What you want to do is either imagine yourself at this particular place at the opening of the door, wherever you're standing. So whether you're at your front door, or maybe you're at your bedroom door, maybe you're just in your room, you're in your sacred space. I want you to have the bottom. So where the know thyself is, career and life's journey and helpful people, this should be facing you. So if you're standing at your door, you should have that side facing you. Now what I want you to do is I want you to imagine laying this out. You can either do it on a large scale or in a particular room. Let's first start with if you were at the door of where you were living. You're at your front door. You're coming in the front door. When you hold this in the front door, wherever the abundance and prosperity is going to be, that corner in your house where that is. For some of you, it may be your living room. For some of you, it may be your bathroom. It may be a bedroom. It may be your children's room. It doesn't matter where this space is. I want you to recognize that in your house, because this is an energetic grid that you can place over your house, your office, and it's going to tell you where the kundalini energy is flowing throughout your sacred space and how that kundalini, that chi, is flowing, and certain things that you can begin to do to put things in that area to help it flow. Okay, so you guys still with me? Everybody still with me? Great. So now that you have this and you have recognized where this abundance and prosperity corner is in your house, I want you to tell me, where is that corner? Some of you who are in the chat room, you can put it up. I want you to tell me, is it your kitchen? Where is this corner in your house? Is it your living room? Is it your bedroom? Where is it? Tell me where it is. I hear it's the living room. Some people are saying, living room, it's my living room too. It is the living room. Anything else other than the living room? Bedroom, somebody said bedroom. Somebody else said it's my mother's room. Okay, it's the living room. It's the kitchen, excellent. Bedroom, kitchen, living room. So it doesn't matter. It's the bathroom. It doesn't matter where this is. Now, let me tell you how to make the magic happen here. What you want to put in this corner, y'all listening? I know y'all listening to this one. What you want to begin to put into this particular corner is you want to get you a little water fountain. A little water fountain. You can actually get it. You can actually get one that is at Walmart, one from the dollar store, something where it will show the endless flow of water. and you want to plug that in. This is your corner of prosperity, and this is going to keep the chi flowing in this particular area. So you want to put something in that particular area of the house. It doesn't have to immediately be in that corner. I don't want you to be thinking literal, but think about that whole little section there. So if it's your living room and you have a little coffee table there, you want to get you that and put you some water flowing there. Another thing that you can do is you can put your coffee table there and put it on the coffee table if it's in your kitchen or in the most of you. Now, here's something else. Now, you may not see this, but in a lot of the upscale houses, they use these principles. And so they will definitely build the house out according to this energetic grid. They know how Kundalini needs to flow through the house. Yes, and you can, yes, you want to put this in the inside. You want to put this on the inside. Yes, yes, yes. This is going to be on the inside. And then I'm going to tell you some other things that you can begin to do in that particular section to do that. Now, the element that is located there is the element of wood. So you do want to have something of wood there. It doesn't even have to be anything it doesn't have to be like a piece of wood or anything like that. You can actually have something with your name on it. Some people have accents of trees there. You can put those things there. Now, some other things that you can begin to do to keep that chi, once you've done that, flowing all through your house, some things that you want to use is you want to begin to use certain colors so that you can do that. Also for money opportunities, and this is going to be key for everything, because once you put these cures into place, then what you want to do is you want to make sure that you have other places for that chi to flow. The first thing you want to do is clean your stove, because the stove, like I told you guys in the first part, one of Feng Shui, has a lot to do that. The stove is the area that generates wealth and money opportunities. So once you get that chi coming into your house and it's flowing through your house, you're going to need the stove to really generate it to keep it. So you need to make sure that you keep your stove clean. That's inside and out. And so a dirty stove, what that does is it puts obstacles in your way and it limits your earning capability. So you definitely want to keep your stove clean. You also want to clean out your refrigerator. I can't even talk. You want to clean out your refrigerator as well, too. And you want to fix the burners, too. You want to keep it clean. Because clutter, what it does is it causes obstacles and confusion. And in your refrigerator, that's it. We talked about stale food and spoiled food. This is symbolic of your space, of you really having confusion and having these things go on in your mind. And so what happens is it takes away the opportunity. It's filling up those gaps. You want to make sure that you clean up under your kitchen sink. This is it. This is definitely it. Because putting these cures in place is good, but if you don't have a place for that chi energy to keep flowing, it's not going to move anywhere. It's just going to stay, and that's not going to be it. You want to make sure that you clean underneath your kitchen sink, because this is also going to get rid of confusion. This is going to move obstacles, and it's going to leave room for opportunities to come in. You guys are silly. Somebody said they need a maid. Here is a big one. Here is a big one, and when I'm talking to people about this on Feng Shui, this is a big one, so listen up. You can put that water fountain there, but this is definitely what you want to do. You need to organize your CDs. If you got CDs or if you have books, you need to organize them, because this is also a cure. If you do not have this, this is going to put obstacles. Your CDs, these things are going to make obstacles in your financial area. And even things such as post-it notes, if you got them just cluttered all over the place, this is it. Outdated magazines, different journals, different manuals, things that you're not using. These little things is really those things that's going to really, really keep you in a dated mindset. So if you're holding on to old magazines, old newspapers, and you're holding it, what that does is it keeps you locked into a dated mindset. So if these are magazines and these are things that you're not using, you're not collecting them because it's a collectible, you just got stacks and stacks of newspaper, old, advertisements that come in the, that come in the mail, and you're just stacking that up. Old mindset, if you want to get that, you need to get rid of those things that you're not using. Yep. Now, I want to talk to you about some colors here. Some of the colors that we talked about, these are going to be colors that stimulate, like the red and the purple and the black. These are colors that will stimulate you. Very careful. One of the things about feng shui that they're very careful about is where you put colors. Certain colors are stimulants, and you want them to stimulate. So good colors that you can actually use that's not in here, I'll give you some more suggestions. You can use red, orange, and yellow. You can use these. I prefer to use them as accents. What you don't want to do is you don't ever want to put any of these colors in the kitchen. I know this is kind of getting a little ahead of where we are, but I want to talk about this now since it came up. And that is the color red or the color orange or the color yellow. You don't want to put these colors in the kitchen. If you begin to go back and you think about the different restaurants, they use these colors. You know why? Because they're stimulants, because they want to stimulate you into buying more food and getting more food. But one of the other things that happens is whenever you put the color red, orange, or yellow, you put these colors in the kitchen, if you have blood pressure issues, it's going to make your blood pressure go up because it's a stimulant. It's stimulating you. So there was a study that was actually done with people who were visually impaired, those who could not see. And in this particular study, they took them into different color rooms because colors give off frequencies and vibration. And this color, actually, they could actually pick up the energy from these colors. So red, if you're having problems with blood pressure, you don't want to put red, you don't want to put yellow, and you don't even want to put orange in the kitchen. You don't. You absolutely do not want to use these colors in the kitchen. But you can paint these colors. Now, we're talking about the prosperity corner, if you want to keep these colors around you in the prosperity corner. Now, one of the things for feng shui, here's a cure as well, too, is that you can actually paint your office door red or purple. We talked about this before, that whenever we go into a high-end restaurant, and also let me throw this in there. If you're having problems with weight, you definitely don't want to be red, orange, or yellow because all that's going to do is stimulate you into eating more. The best color I have found in my work with feng shui is to keep your kitchen white. White or off-white, something close to that, because it makes a better palette for the food, and you'll be able to see that. You really want to do that. And if you want to eat out of a plate, the plate that you definitely want to choose to eat out of, this is why when you go in five-star hotels and five-star restaurants and you're eating in their kitchen, the only color you will see a plate in is white. That is the only color you're going to see in a five-star hotel. If you go to a very exclusive restaurant and you're going to eat dinner, you're not going to see a red plate, green plate, orange plate. You're not going to see that. You're not even going to see those colors in their kitchen. And the plate that you're going to eat off of is going to be white, and that is the reason for it. Because what happens is it allows that neutral energy to be able to come through. So now let's talk about different things that you can do outside of that. Maybe you want to take your Bagua map and you want to take it to your home. You want to take it to your office, where you work, and you have this flexibility. You have your business or whatever. The color doors that you will see is either going to be red or you're going to see it purple. Red or purple. These are colors that are considered lucky colors. And so these particular doors, they actually attract fortunate people, rewards and recognition, opportunity, and things to advance you. And if your kitchen is your prosperity corner, then you want to make sure that you have some water element there. That's one of the things that you can do, is put some water element there. Another thing that I would encourage you to get, and I want everybody to hear this too, is to get you a bamboo plant. Because every 1,000 square foot, you should at least have one living plant. Everybody needs to get living plants in their house. If you don't have a green thumb, you know, Mr. Anderson will be coming on soon to tell us about that. But if you don't consider yourself a horticulture or you can't take care of plants, you want to get you at least a bamboo plant. And let me tell you what these plants will do when you put them inside your space. One, the bamboo plant is one of the fastest growing plants on the planet. It is the plant of prosperity. It's known for that in feng shui, and it's also a cure. But in a room where you have your computers and you have different electronics, or maybe you have lots of televisions, because they give off of all of these different frequencies, what these plants do is they absorb that. So they act as an absorber. So I keep my bamboo plants very, very close to my computers, in the rooms where I have televisions at. You want to put these plants up because they will absorb those negative ions that is coming off of the sets. Cactus plants does it as well too, in a little different way. Cactus plants will work also. I have found the best, and you guys do it and then come back and let us know, but for me, the bamboo plant will do it. You'll know it, because that bamboo plant's going to be growing like nobody's business, picking up that energy. So now we all know about where the money spot is, or where the money shot is. Where you can go for the money shot to get those different colors and to get them going. Now, again, like I talked about, the color white in the kitchen. This is because this really is a place also that white is also going to help you with your determination and also staying fast. So that's it. You know, wealth, kitchen is a wealth drawing spot in itself. In feng shui, it works. You can work off of the Bagua map, and you can just work off of the room or the space itself. So in the kitchen, you want to begin to do that as well. So those are the colors that you want to begin to keep around you. If you want to use an accent color in the kitchen, I would recommend that. But I wouldn't recommend you painting the whole room. So now, here's the thing that also, and this is key for us modern day parents, mothers, people, women, men, is that you definitely want to make sure that you cook meals at your home regularly. By you generating cooking on the stove, cooking using your stove, using your oven, this is going to increase your prosperity by preparing foods in the home. So the more that you use your stove, the more that you cook in your home on your burners, this is actually going to create that for you as well. So that's what you can do. Now I'm going to tell you how you can actually create a money tree, a real live money tree that you can do. And this is to draw more opportunities your way. What you're going to do is you're actually going to draw a tree. And a tree is actually the symbol in feng shui for growth. It's for growth. And then what you're going to do is find pictures of those things that you would like to acquire, that you need to acquire through some currency, and you're going to put those on the branches of the tree. So this is kind of you making sort of a symbolic money tree, and put these things on the tree, and this is how you're going to begin to attract that. Another thing that you can also do that's used in feng shui as well, you can set up a prosperity altar, and you can collect different assortments of objects and different symbols that really mean prosperity to you, whatever that is. But what you want to do is you also want to place a mirror above this and on that altar, because what the mirror is going to do is going to help to double the power of really helping this manifestation. So you'll hang a mirror behind the altar so that it reflects the items that you've selected, and what it's going to do is double that for you. Another thing that you can also do is wearing the color red. Red also takes us into the next section, which is about attributes, it's about reputation, and it's also about illumination. Whenever you want to begin to move this energy, one of the cures for feng shui that you're going to do, one of the things that you can actually do is you can actually begin to wear red, because red is going to increase your chance of being noticed. You can always notice, and you can see this with the psychology online, when a person really wants to be noticed, and especially when their energy is very high, they will write in big red letters. Or they'll come in writing in red, because this is really sort of attracting attention. It has a lot to do with really being noticed. They want to be seen. So wearing it, it also strengthens your self-confidence. So if you need your self-confidence to be lifted, you can definitely wear this red, wear this. And also it can help you to push forward towards some of those goals that you have in your life. So you can actually begin to wear the blue. I mean the red, excuse me, the red. We're going to move on to the blue. Okay, so the next thing that we're going to talk about now is, yes, exactly, like the red carpet, and that's why the red is there. Yes, that's why the red is there. We're going to go to the next section, which has to do with love and relationships. Now what I want you to do is I want you to find the love and relationship corner in your house. You're taking your Bagua map again, and you're holding it at your front door, and you're looking at it as you're coming in, and I want you to see where your love and your relationship area is. So for some of you, that may be the kitchen. For some of you, it may be the bedroom. It may be the bathroom. Let me know, where is love and relationship at in your house? Where is it? Some people are saying kitchen. Where else? Where else is the love and relationship area? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I see a lot of kitchen. I see living rooms. Beautiful, beautiful. Dining room. Beautiful. Yes. And so we're talking about these particular areas. I want to throw this cure out there because a lot of people have talked about this. Make sure that you replace burnt out light bulbs wherever they are in your home. Because one of the things for feng shui is that the light symbolizes the sun, and it helps to stimulate positive energy and also growth. And so whenever you have burnt out light bulbs, what this does is it sort of diminishes your energy. And it can cause your finance or your business opportunity to really just fall to the wayside. So keep your financial picture very bright. Replace any kind of light bulbs as soon as they blow out. Trust me, as soon as they go out, you need to replace those light bulbs. You may want to replace those light bulbs. Another thing that you can do, you can also have a sort of that light going. You know, in my mother's house, one of the things she used to do with us growing up is she would always have one light in the house that constantly stayed lit. It was a little lamp that used to be in the living room, and that light was always on. Always. I don't think I can remember a time, and even now, that that light has gone off. And I have a light, too, that always stays on. It's not necessarily in my bedroom or somewhere like that, but it always stays on. And so that is just to keep things clear and to keep things mentally clear, because symbolic, we know that our whole house, our whole sacred space is really that reflection, as above, so below, as without, so within, that's going on with us. So that's one of the things you want to do. So this is your love and relationship corners. One of the things that you can do is you can actually, for if you're a single woman and you want to attract love, what you want to do is you want to take two pink roses. You want to get two roses. They don't have to be pink, but I would prefer pink, more pink. That's the preferred color. And you want to place them on your nightstand next to your bed. In feng shui, this is one of the cures. You take the pink and you place them on the nightstand on your bed and you let them stay there. And you do that over the course of the next 3 weeks. So that means as soon as they begin to wilter themselves, you need to replace them. You can take the old roses and put them somewhere else, but keep that rose on your nightstand. That's going to open up that gateway for love for you. And the bedroom is definitely one of those natural places to do it. Yeah, you need to clean your nightstand. You need to do that. You do. So next, what I want you guys to do is let's take a look at our map and find out where foundation and family is for you. Where is that in your home? What section of the house is that for you? Foundation and family. Foundation and family. Foundation and family. Okay, living room, dining room for some people, bedroom for some people, kitchen for some people. You're looking for that particular area. To do that. One of the things I want you guys to do, I know we talked about love and relationships. I want to go back there really quick. Love and relationships, what's going to be important is to make sure that you clear your space, particularly if you're single. You need to clear your space of everything. If you have some stuff from your ex, you need to get that out. You need to get that out of your room. You need to get that out. One of the things that feng shui says is that you definitely, if it has negative memories, you want to get that out. One of the things that feng shui says should not be in the bedroom should not be pictures of your children. It should not be pictures of mama, daddy, in-laws. You should have none of those pictures in your bedroom. They should not be in your bedroom. And the reason for this is because this is the place where intimacy and love gets generated. And if you make this sort of your family room, then you're going to lose the intimacy in there. So you want to make sure in your bedroom, you need to take those pictures. If you have your children, and this is according to feng shui, I mean, if it's working for you and you're good with it, don't worry about it. But if it's not, you need to take those pictures. You need to take them out the bedroom. Yeah, you need to take them out the bedroom. They belong in the family room. They belong in the living room. They belong throughout the home. They belong there, not in the place where the intimacy, and this is why even in the bedroom, a lot of the intimacy is being lost. And also in the bedroom, that reflection should be about love. It should really be that place of love in the bedroom. Number one things you don't want to do is you don't want to have red sheets on your bed. You don't want a red bedroom either. That's a stimulant. That's an extra stimulant. You don't want to have red sheets on your bed. Yeah. You don't. And sometimes you may find that you actually are going to bed sort of with a little bit of anger. You know, with the red, it causes you to be stimulated. And at night, you want to have a place where you can actually relax, wind down, and release. You don't want to be stimulated because you should be able to, if it's for intimacy, you should be able to stimulate yourself. But, you know, well, I guess maybe I'll take, let me digress. If you're having problems, then yes, maybe you need some red. You may need some red to stimulate yourself. You may need some red to stimulate yourself, but you definitely want to make sure that you do that. Yeah, you want to do that. So now let's continue on. We're going to go to family and foundation in this particular area of the house. This is where you want to have something green. You don't have to paint the room green, but you want to have something green. It could even be a plant. This will be excellent to take the bamboo plant and put it in this particular area where family and foundations go. You want to get the color green as well, too, and put that there. Now, let's move on to health and well-being. Where is that for you guys? This is going to be the center of the house for most people. So where is this for you guys? Is it the living room? Where does this show up for you? Living room, dining room. It may show up for you. The dining room, excellent dining room, the center of the house, this center, this health and well-being. This particular area, wherever it is, needs to be clean. It needs to be clean. This is your health and well-being. That means nothing in this space that is broken, that is chipped, that is old, that is worn out. If you have old magazines like we talked about, it represents the stagnant in the thinking. If you have dust there, this is where negative energy is falling. If you have rooms in your house that you have not been in, you definitely need to make sure that you physically take yourself into that space. You physically need to make sure you take yourself in that space. So if there's a room you don't often, you need to take every day, put your energy throughout your house because, again, you're the magic that's really helping this kundalini because that's what we're doing is really helping the kundalini begin to roll itself through the house. You want to make sure you work through that. Now, creativity in children. This particular space, where is this for you guys? Where is the creative and the creativity and the children's spot in your house? This would be a great place if you wanted to get into your creative energy. Maybe you want to begin to make something. Where is this particular space? Dining room, excellent. The bathroom, okay, interesting, yes, yes. And again, like I said, if you ever get a chance when they have open houses, when you can go through maybe where you live, go where they have some of the higher-end houses. Take your Bagua mat with you and some of these things that we've covered from all the different shows that we have. All of these different shows that we have, and I want you to begin to take a look at these. Look at all of these spots, all of these different places, and all of these different spots, and I want you to see how they line up because they know they put these certain cures already in space for a lot of these different places. Mm-hmm. And so this is where you're going to use the colors white, you're going to use the pastel colors, all of these. So now the know thyself, the baby making center. Yeah, the know thyself section in your house, where is that, the know thyself? Know thyself, what area of the house is that for you guys? Can two rooms be two rooms share a square? Yes, they can. We'll talk about the two rooms sharing a square in just a minute. Bedroom, I see bathroom, all of that, the know thyself section. So this is where you want to incorporate something blue into this particular section. That's a good color. Some people are saying bedrooms, their bathrooms. I hear that this is where the goddess Newt is. It's a great place for you to really incorporate some studying. Some people are saying it's their particular room, again, their bedroom. It's actually my bedroom as well, too. So you can have that. Now, the great thing about using the tic-tac-toe Bagua's room, Bagua map, is that you can use these in a room. So, for instance, if you want to find out where this section is in one room, let's say you want to just go in your bedroom and you want to find out where the money corner is in your bedroom, where is health and wealth in your bedroom, where is career and life's journey, you stand at the door of the room that you want to use it in, facing inward, and then you map it out per room. So you can do this in each room. So that's why I said it doesn't matter how large the space is or small. You can actually do this room by room, or you can do this based on your whole house. So it's up to you. So I could actually come in my room and say, over here is my abundance corner. Right here is where illumination is. This corner is love and relationship. This is where my family foundation section is. This is my health and wellness. And this is where... this is where creativity is, and this is where my know thyself is, career and life's journey is, and this is where helpful people and travel is. So you can use this in any space. That's what I was telling you guys, any space, or you can use it over your entire whole sacred space. So it doesn't matter. If you want to just start out with your room and use your Bagua map in there, you can do it inside your room. Also, take a look and take a note, because a lot of you who have had the God Goddess readings from me, you know the colors that are connected with you on an Akashic level, and you will find that a lot of these colors are going to show up different places. So you can actually use these colors too. You want to find out which colors do certain things for you. It may be in line with what we talked about here, or it may be something that's not in line with that. Maybe you have a completely different template for your colors. And so you can use those colors and begin to get these colors and use them. That's what it's there for. So it's really good to understand and recognize how to begin to do your Bagua map, and so that you can find these areas of prosperity. Once you locate them and you begin to give some energy to them, I actually made what's called, in feng shui, it's called crystal. I made a charm, a crystal prosperity charm. And Baby Blue actually helped me. I'll take a picture and put it up on Facebook. And I hung it in the prosperity and abundance corner of my where my bedroom is. I hung it in the corner there. So I'll take a picture of it and put it up on Facebook, the Remix Family Group, so you guys can see it. So you can do all kinds of cool things in these particular spaces to really define them for what they are, these particular spaces. Know that this, your whole house, once you cross that altar, you're coming into your sacred space, and this is the sacred space. Speaking of which, so much is going on right now. I want to say again, thank you to each and every one of you for showing up. And definitely thank you to each and every one of you who is knowing your magic every single day, that have downloaded the audio workbook and really have been present in all of the readings, because they have been simply amazing, not only for you guys, and that's the feedback you're giving to me, but also to myself. So I'm very grateful for that. Know that you can always reach out to me if you got a feng shui question, if you have a question about something. You can email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4blue@gmail.com. There's a couple of things that I want to address that came up, and these are going to be some of the questions that are coming from the Remix Family page. And I think this is a good time. We have about 38 minutes left to go. I'm going to put the number out there. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Get on the phone lines, because we'll go into a little bit of after hours. Open it up. Take a little bit of calls. I want you to remember that tonight is symbolic of really just that homecoming for Whitney Houston, that energy that we sent out to her. Remember, it was a hell of a night last night for a lot of people, and I know this because you guys sent us emails and you reached out to me either on Facebook or somewhere, but it had nothing to do with Whitney Houston, but it is about the energy she brings to the planet, and that is the energy of love. And so we know in order to truly get into love, you have to first get into letting go. So don't forget to do the letting go rituals. Let those things go before they begin to spark things within you that is so not like you. And you want to be able to stay grounded and focused so that your genius, as they would say, can show up for you. So you can begin to get into that. I'll also be doing a Blue Blast call later in the week coming up. Also coming up, Brother Panic is going to be coming up too, so look out for that. Brother Bobby Hemmett as well. You guys reach out to him, definitely. He'll be coming back soon. 678-358-1055 as well. I want to talk about something, though, really, really quick. A sister asked a question on the Remix Family page about what to do about beauty, and did anyone have a ritual for really just helping to clear the skin and for beauty. So first I want to give that out. This is a really simple ritual, and I think I gave it out on a couple of shows back. You can actually take some witch hazel, and you can take a rose quartz crystal. You want to charge, clear and charge the rose quartz crystal. Charge it for whatever you want. If you want that rose quartz crystal to just clear your skin, if you have blemishes and marks or whatever, from the mundane to the very extreme, and then you take that rose quartz crystal and you're going to drop it inside a bottle of witch hazel. You can also take some rose petals from some roses, charge it up with the energy of love, take those petals one by one, and whatever beauty you want to have, put that in there. And so in the morning and in the evening, you're going to take a cotton ball and you're going to cleanse your face with the witch hazel that is infused with the roses and also the rose quartz crystal, affirming that beauty that you want to see, that you want to see. So I want to say that, but I also want to talk about some of the comments, because this isn't the first time this came up, and I think it's a great time for me to acknowledge it here. So I want to let you guys know this. A lot of people responded to the sister, and I'm very thankful for the conversation that goes on, but I want to send sort of this message out to sisters in particular. And it seems like there's a theme of this going on, and I'm not quite sure where this theme went. I'm not sure where this theme came up from, but for some reason, the theme has been that any time, particularly I noticed that sisters have reached out and asked for an answer, then there is a particular brothers that is throwing out the message that all you got to do is take some sperm and put it on your face, and this is the cure-all to end-all. So no matter what the question is, from being abused to having something happen to you to somebody hurting you, it is all related around the cure being sperm. Oh, yes. So, you know, I really tried to ignore this for a moment. I really did. And but it's a good time. We're in the season of completion and letting it go. Now, I'll be the first to say that sperm is good for a whole lot of things. But the simple and the most honest question that I wanted to ask the brother who put up about the sperm was this: what if I don't have no sperm? Now what? What you telling this sister to do? You telling her to just go find some sperm from somebody? That's what you're telling her? To go get some sperm and just rub it on her face. So my response back was, why don't you rub it on your face? Since sperm works for everything, it seems like this is supposed to be the new sexy, you know? This is the new sexy, is to take some sperm and rub it on their face. And now, here's another thing. Here's another thing. It was a question that a sister was asking about somebody abusing her. And the solution was to find the person who's abusing you. And what you're going to do is you're going to have oral sex with him, and then you're going to swallow his sperm. Okay, and this is how you're going to get him back. And I sat there and I thought about that. I said, well, who the hell is the winner here? The one abusing you? The one abusing you or the brother? So this is how I stop someone who's abusing me. So sisters, I will say this to you. There's a lot of different things, and I love the woo-woo. But, you know, when it comes to somebody telling you to do something that you know not only they haven't done, but they're not capable of doing, I would kind of question that a little bit. It's a lot of rituals and things that have been given out from Bobby Hemmett to Panic to myself. A lot of different rituals that have been given out. But when you find a man in particular who is obsessed with his sperm, it's powerful, no doubt. We know that. We know it's powerful because we help create sperm, you know? But when you find that the answer to a question is all about getting sperm, putting it on your face, swallowing it, really start to question where you're getting this from. Check yourself on it. I mean, hey, if you love it, I like it. That's what I say. If you love it, I like it. But I definitely want to make sure that I put this out here to let you know that just because somebody comes up with a ritual and they tell you that this is the answer, we have two hemispheres for a reason. Yes, we are holistic people, but we also use our intellect at the same time. So, you know, the cure to getting flawless skin is to take sperm and put it on your face. That's not the only way you can do that. And definitely, like Divine Cypher says, know your magic. For real, know your magic. Because if you're a woman, you don't need a man's sperm for your skin to be beautiful. That's just foolishness. I don't support that under no circumstances. Say what you may, say what you like. It's foolishness. It's reckless. It's all of these things. That's what it is. So I just wanted to make sure, because that's kind of been, you know, one of those things I wanted to kind of get out there. You know, I've seen a lot of people make a lot of fun of it, like it's funny. But here's the thing. It's a lot of people looking for help and truly looking for someone to give them answers. And everybody's at a different level. Every single person is at a different level. I'm not above accepting help from people. I'm not above someone telling me something. And then when you have somebody to just be reckless and tell you something without really kind of thinking about it, I understand that sperm has protein, but so does your shit. I don't see you trying to eat shit. Shit has protein in it too. So, you know, really, seriously, stop it. Stop it, for real. Stop it. That has protein. I don't see you want to rub that all over your face. That has a whole lot of protein in it. It's just really, let's stop it, seriously. We have serious work here to do, serious work here to do. So if we're going to get into, you know, hey, and if that's your thing, I say do it until you satisfy. Do it until you satisfy. Yeah, people were saying, yeah, you can drink urine. You sure can. And there was actually a nurse that came on the show that told you the proper way to do it. There's a lot of science on it. I'm sure you can find some science on people rubbing shit all over them, too. Oh, yeah, it's science on that, too. So, you know, if that's where you want to go with it, go with it. If that floats your boat, by all means, do it. But I just caution, you know, and I send this message out to the sisters, and this is not to scare you because we're all grown people. But when someone is telling you something, and really we're looking at the particular mindset, yes, things are to affect us on a micro level, and they also affect us on a macro level too. So on a macro level, we can actually say that everything is us. Absolutely everything is us, and everything that happens is supposed, that's the macro. But what about that micro level? See, because that's where your free will comes into play. This is a whole nother level. And some people, quite frankly, are acting out of their macro level on some real dumb stuff, for real. So I wanted to put that out there. We're the Remix family. We have a good time. We have fun. But it is about really getting into your work. It really is. It's about getting into your work and doing your work for real. You want to help somebody and you have something, yeah, share it. That's what I do. Things that I'm sharing with you are things I've done. I've done them. Things that panic share for you, he'll tell you, it worked for me. You can try it, see if it works for you. And I understand on some levels maybe these brothers are saying that. So the question I would say to the sisters is ask them. Ask them when was the last time they swallowed some sperm to keep somebody from messing with them. Ask them, how did that help? Ask them, how did that ritual work out for them to swallow somebody that was sperm that was trying to beat their ass? Next time they want to know about how to clear things up on their face, ask them when was the last time that they rubbed sperm on their face. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ask them that. So a lot of strange energy going on out there. I'm sure you guys can attest to it because these are things that people have brought to my attention. So I'm addressing them here for you guys so you can see that. So you can see it. These are things that people said, hey, Ms. Blue, check this out. You might want to check this out. So I'm bringing it to your attention, not because one person told me, because I didn't got several emails. So that means that the Remix family want to talk about this. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. That's why we're talking about it, you know. So many things are going on. I told you at the beginning of last year that this was going to be the energy of the sacral chakra, all about creativity, all about sexuality, all about energy. It's some movement. It's a stimulant. And people are being stimulated in so many different ways out there. You can see that in the cyber world, and you can see that in the real world. We are in the time of fire energy. Fire is moving. Fire is not just about passion and love. Fire is about anger. You're going to see rage. You're going to see fury. And fire energy is also about attention. So you'll see people acting out in so many different ways, trying to get attention. Check yourself. Check yourself and see where you are. Check yourself and see where you're letting out your energy. Is that the way you want it to be reflected? Is that how you want it to be reflected? Is that what you want to be seen at this time? Is that the reflection that you want to see in the mirror? Is it really? That's really what you want? It's time to let go. It really is the time to let these things go. If we're going to say that this is the last of the last days, the last Shaddai, this is it, then let's really be about this is it work. Let's really be about that. Let's be about that, not only for ourselves, but for those we care about, those people who are in the tribe with us. Because two is also about cooperation. And we're in the time where everybody needs everybody. I don't care who you are. You need somebody. This is not about isolation. This is not about any of that. It's about that. But also, it'll be the time to definitely, you know, people will check you on what you're willing to do. You know, that energy. They want to check you. They want to check you and see, let me try it, and I'll use myself. Let me do this to Miss Blue, and say, she ain't going to do nothing. Then when something, oh, I can't believe you said that. Oh, yes, you can. That's what you wanted. That's what you wanted. You wanted to see if I really was going to do it. You really wanted to see that. So, you know, it is a time that it's not about being disrespected. It is a time for you to really mirror the reflection that you want. And I am not a believer that everything that comes to you, you somehow wave some magical wand and you drew it to you. Some bullshit comes to you so you can recognize who you're not. And I see a lot of reflections I am not. So just as well as I can say I am that I am, I could tell you I am not that. I am not that. But I'm also very careful in checking myself and making sure that I don't contribute to the bullshit. So I know a lot of you who have been posting all kinds of things and doing all kinds of things on the Remix Family page. Let's just be clear. That page I set up on Facebook, in case anybody is wondering, and yes, we are getting personal here because it's a personal kind of night, is for those people who support the Remix and the Remix Forum. It is not the place for you to dump your garbage. It is not the place for you to have a temper tantrum. That's not what it's not for. It is not the place when you don't have nothing else to do, you decide to post 100 messages because you need attention. PM me and say, Miss Blue, I need somebody to talk to, and I'll talk to you. You ain't got to do all of that. So look at your Bagua mat. Find that section in your home that is about your attributes, that is about your reputation, that is about your illumination, and balance that energy out so that you're not out here acting it all out. So you're not out here acting this energy out. I mean, it can't be fooled. It really can't. Now, on another note, I do want to say to all of you who have been about abundance and prosperity, because you guys are really about your business, and you've been sending me the emails letting me know all of the wonderful things that you're manifesting in your life, that you're working towards, that you're getting yourself set up for. This is a transformation time for every single person. So on a macro level, everybody's going through transformation. On a micro level, some of us may be feeling it and some of us may not. But don't mistake it. This is transformation for everyone. Everyone is transforming at this particular time. So begin to really get yourself into a place of balance. That's what this is about, doing what you need to do to balance yourself out, doing what you need to do so you can keep moving forward and whatever your work is at this particular time, whatever your purpose is at this particular time. Working through that energy, working through it until you can get yourself to where you need to be. And loving yourself. Some of us have a very hard time loving anybody else because we don't have any love for ourselves. So everything that comes out of our mouth, it has to be something to try to affirm who we are. You know, everybody wants to take a stand and everybody's fighting to be right. And the crazy thing is, everyone is right. You don't have to fight for your right. There's a song by Drake, and I know some of you don't like Drake, but I don't care. I like him. I think he's a genius in his own right with some of the things that he's doing, some of the things that he's not saying. And he talks about the song, I'm So Proud of You. And he talks about in the song how you want to protest, how you want to fight for your right. Have you ever thought about that? This being Black History Month, think about so many of us who want to fight for their right. You fighting for your right because you can't stand to look at your own damn self. That's what you're fighting for. You fighting for you. You're not fighting for your right. You're fighting for you. That's who you're fighting for. So when you want to go and you want to masturbate online because you want to be right, just go look in the mirror. That's who you're fighting. You're not fighting any of those other people out there. You're doing that to yourself. There you go. That's why you want to protest. That's why you... There you go, Haru. You want to fight for your right? Yes, that's the song. You want to fight for your right, and the crazy thing is, you already have your rights. You don't have to fight for them. That's why they're called your rights. And we're living in a time, we wasn't always living in these times, but we're living in a time now where you don't have to fight for your rights. You already got your rights. So if you out there fighting for your rights, you playing with yourself on a whole nother level. I don't even know what that level would be called. But you really playing with yourself. For real. Our ancestors had to fight for their rights. They did. They did a lot of that fighting so that we can recognize where our rights are and where they're not. I'm not talking about those brothers and sisters who've really taken on the call, because they're doing some serious work too. I'm talking about this mediocre, stupid stuff. I want to fight because I want to fight. I'm mad at the world because I'm mad at me. You know, look in the mirror, find some love, bring some love in your house, bring some love, bring some love. Begin to listen to Whitney Houston. Open up your heart chakra. Begin to dance with somebody, and dance with somebody who loves you. Don't dance with somebody who hates you. What are you doing that? That's way too much energy. Way too much energy to give to somebody you don't like. If you're somewhere and you don't agree with what's going on, why are you there? Why are you there? If this is what's going on and you don't agree with that, why are you there? Why are you there? Why are you even standing up saying anything? Why aren't you somewhere where you can go dance with somebody who loves you? Why are you with people who don't love you? Literally, why? What is it you're trying to prove? Because you're not proving anything to anyone. You need to do this for yourself. One of the other brothers who called into the show, he said, you know, I want us all to recognize that we're all one family. We can't recognize we're all one family when we can't recognize ourselves. How am I going to be a family and I can't recognize me? The family starts with you. The tribe starts with you. It starts with you. Calm your energy. Let those things go out of your heart, out of your mind, out of your spirit. You know, get it up off of you. Get it up off of you. This is a great time to do it. This is the planning stage. This gateway, Whitney Houston entering her cycle of completion. She's done her work. She's moved on. She's left so many things here for us. So many things that we can begin to use for our rise. This is not the time to be sad. Because spiritually, she's been with many of us for a very long time, and she's given us all she had to give. Even when she sung, "Didn't We Almost Have It All?" Y'all remember that song? Had to be so close. Well, now you truly have it all. She's let go. She's let go. This is her time, and she's let go. So it's time for you to let go. Let go all those pains. So whether that pain was just about not having your mother or father, or was that pain, whatever that pain was, let it go. Let go of the pain of not being loved the way you want to go. Let go of the pain of people thinking you're not worth anything in life. Let go of all of that pain that you feel, that you're holding on to, that you're still holding on to. And if you want to show up, if you want to do something, show up in your greatness. Don't show up in some low-level stuff. For what? It's a waste of energy. It's dancing with someone who doesn't love you. Who does that? Who goes to a dance? Who goes somewhere with someone that doesn't love you? Unless you don't love yourself. because that's what it comes down to. Whitney says, don't you want to dance with somebody who loves you? So why look around in your life? Find out where you're dancing with someone, something that doesn't love you. Why are you doing that? When you have so much love around you and you can begin to dance this dance with something that loves you in life. Trust me, the energy is completely different. It is so wonderful. It's so beautiful. But you have to make a conscious choice that every single day I choose to dance with what I love. The show on Friday, Chaka Khan, do you love what you feel? If you didn't hear that show, go back and download it just to do the exercises, just to hear the damn song. Because it's so important at this time in our lives that you've got to love what you feel. It is so much going on out here. You guys can bear witness to that. And I've done readings all over the country. And everybody's calling in with the same thing. It is so much going on out here. You have got to love what you feel, for real. Some people are dying to be dead. They want you to kill them, literally, because they can't take it no more. So everything's a joke to them. They don't take anything serious, but it's an indication of the pain and the trauma that they're living. You gotta love what you feel. You gotta love what you feel, for real. Take those things to heart, for real. You want to do some four chakra work? There it is. Love what you feel. And then dance with someone who loves you. Dance with something that loves you. Dance with something that loves you. And I'm going to address this because there's somebody that just needs this love out here tonight. So I'm going to give it to him. You want to know who's going to step up to the plate? That's you. You got to step up to the plate. Everybody's waiting on somebody else to do the dance. Dance for your damn self. That's who you dance for. You dance for you. You're not dancing for me. You're not dancing for the world. This is what happens to a lot of people. They get in this dance and they think they're dancing for everybody else. And when everybody else says, I'm tired of that song, I don't want to hear that shit no more, and they walk away, then they become devastated because they was never dancing for themselves. So that's who you dance for. You dance for yourself. You got to dance for yourself. That's why it's important to love what you feel. And those of you who are out there that is loving what you feel, I love you for that. And those of you, I hope you find what you love, what you feel, I love you for that. For staying in the fight, for doing the work that you got to do. Because one thing is for sure, if you don't finish, you got to come back to school. Class is not over yet. The bell has not rung. So you are still in school. You're still in session. Oh, my brother's in the house. My brother's in the house. I want to give a big shout out to Brother Mark from Japan in the house. Love that brother. That's a brother that definitely loves what he feels, and he is definitely doing his damn dance. And many of you guys, too. So this is the time to do the dance. It's the time to love what you feel. We have about 8 minutes left to go in the form. I don't think, well, let's do this. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We're going to go into the after hours. And 646, I want you guys to please, please, please call in. Call in. I'm getting PMs from you guys on Facebook and everywhere. I want you to call in. I want you to share your thoughts about tonight. I want you to share those thoughts about tonight. And just really, I want to see, you know, you guys really loving what you feel. Loving what you feel. Loving what you feel for real. That's what I want you guys to do, to love what you feel. 646-652-2711 is that number to call. Is that number to call. You know, is that number to call. You know, I want to say this. I want to say this as we get ready to go into the after hours. You can press 1 if you guys want to share some thoughts. I see your hands up. I want to say this. Please don't ask me what I think about certain rituals being done. Let me tell you why I don't care, because I'm more concerned about what ritual you got going on. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. I don't even, it's a waste of time. Tell me what you're doing for your rise. Everybody else got their dance going on, and you sitting on the sidelines with getting your shoes, trying to clean your shoes. I'm not interested in that. I'm more concerned about what you got going on. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear what you got going on. That's what I'm concerned about. I want to know where is that dance at? Where is that dance? Let's talk about that. So, yes, you guys, don't forget, download, download, download. It's the remix. Brother Panic will be coming up next. We'll be doing a lot of things. I Grow, You Grow will be here, so we're going to get into that. Some green magic is going to be happening. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We're going into the after hours. And definitely, as Whitney Houston makes her way home, letting go is important for all of us. Reflections at this particular time. And definitely love what you feel. Love what you feel for real. Do your dance. Dance with somebody who loves you. Stop dancing with folks that don't love you. So let's go to the phone line calling, and it looks like from the first area code 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes.
Yes, greetings.
Greetings. Miss Blue. This is,
yes,
Charles.
Who's on the...
This is Charles from Cleveland.
Greetings, Charles from Cleveland.
Yes, how are you doing today? How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Charles. We have about 4 minutes. You want to share something? I'm listening.
Yes. I was at the library today, I guess, and I checked that Whitney Houston's first album was on February 14th, 1985.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Valentine's Day. I thought that was a coincidence. Well, you know, there ain't no coincidence.
Yeah, yeah.
But, mm-hmm. I really wanted to just share that because I said, man, that was mm-hmm. remarkable.
Yeah, and that was some of the things, I don't know if you heard at the beginning of the show, I said that this was a powerful time. The gateway was open for her. She was in her cycle of completion. So Valentine's Day being one of those days, yes. Also Black History Month, yes, and the Grammys this month, yes. Powerful gateway for her, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she was a beautiful person, man. I just could
she
feel
still
her.
Is. She still is beautiful.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Still
yeah.
is. Thank you for
yeah.
calling in. Thank you for sharing yeah. that. Peace and love to you.
Peace and love.
Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 786. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 786. Okay. They don't want to say nothing. Okay, so here we are. We are live in the remix, everyone, going into the after hours. You have about 2 minutes and 52 seconds to call in. Download, download, download. Thank you guys so much for joining me here tonight. If you like the show, like it. If you love it over on Facebook and leave a message as well. Love to hear your thoughts about the show. Love to hear what you're loving and definitely who you're going to dance with. You can share that over on the Facebook wall. We'd love to hear that as well. So I look forward to you guys' comments. I see you guys are already over here commenting on here. I haven't read all of the comments, but lots of comments. A lot of people left a lot of comments up here on the Facebook wall about last week's Friday night show. But I want you to leave your comment. Tell me who you're going to dance with, how you're going to dance, and what you're going to get ready to get into. So peace and love to you. I look forward to hearing from you soon. All right. So here is the we're going to go to the next caller. So peace and love and much love, warm spirit as well, sending love out. Love to everyone who is definitely dancing and loving what they feel. So big shouts out to you guys, and big shouts out to you guys, first time in the chat room, first time here, and thank you for calling in. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from 805. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, good night, Miss Boo. It's Griffin calling from Jamaica.
Yes. Yes, Griffin from Jamaica.
Yes, ma'am. The two quick questions I wanted to ask. If you find that you do a layout of the whole entire house and your bathroom happens to be in where the health is, that doesn't look like so much of a good thing, is it?
Well, it's not a bad thing. What you want to do is just make sure that the bathroom is flowing and that the bathroom is clean. We talked about this on part one of Feng Shui. You want to make sure that that's a clean space, that things are flowing in there. And you don't want to decorate the bathroom with things of water because it's already water. You want to put more grounding things. That would be a great place for a bamboo plant or pictures of trees or something to sort of kind of stabilize it. Yes, you want to put those things in the bathroom. But it's not a bad spot if it shows up anywhere. No, not at all.
Okay, cool. And the second question was, to be honest with you, the water fountains are a bit pricey sometimes, so I was wondering if you could use something else, something like moves, like maybe a mobile you could hang from the ceiling or something like that.
Yes, you can definitely do that as well, too. Yep, you can do that as well. It looks like we're going off air, so if you're not on the phone line, we're going to do that as well. Okay, all right. Oops, hold on, Griffin. Yes, Griffin, you can actually do that, too. You can hang something mobile there if you can't find, like, a little fountain that just sits on the tabletop. Not a huge fountain, but just something very small. You can do that as well, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's it.
All right.
Thanks,
well, thank you for calling in. And you know you can use the Bagua map inside your bedroom as well, too. So you can actually find all nine of these particular areas in your bedroom.
What is kind of funny though, Miss Blue, is that the ceiling has this kind of tic-tac-toe thing on it. So I was wondering if you could kind of place things in the ceiling, like when you come to the door, it's right there, the grid ceiling thing. So
If you want to do that, there really is no rules to it. You can do that as well, too. You can place it up in the ceiling. What I gave you was some of the basic fundamentals so that you can begin to move this chi around. If you feel like, something's telling you to explore it, then you can do that as well. Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Griffin from Jamaica. Always good to hear from you.
All right.
Peace and love. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 618. You're live in the remix. Please tell us
Hello.
Who you are. And, yes, greetings. Hello. Where you're calling from?
Illinois. This is Kenneth, by the way. I was in here before for another guy. He was Matt Kubala, but I didn't get the call in at that time.
Okay, I didn't really hear you, so can you speak up a little bit for me?
This is Beth from Illinois.
Okay.
I called in before, but it was a while back when, not sure who it was, but he was talking about the Kabbalah and I think the Tree of Life.
Brother Panic?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I haven't been on since. I was in the chat room at that time.
Okay, so did you have a question for tonight? Tell me, what is your question, sweetie?
I'm a fire rabbit, a fire hare in Chinese Zodiac. So what direction would the Bagua be for me? Because I know the directions in my house, so I could probably map the Bagua in
okay.
my house, but I'm not
say
sure.
Say it one more time. You said you are a what now?
Fire hare or rabbit. And the Chinese
okay, area. Okay. I understand what you're saying. The fire, as far as you're talking about the astrological signs according to the Chinese astrological chart. And yes, feng shui is a part of that as well, too. So I'll say that. Tonight, what we were doing was talking about sort of a certain particular way of using feng shui. And it can get very complicated. I talked about this in part one, where actually, if you were to have a feng shui expert come into your home, or if I was to do that, then there would be some other things that will be taken into consideration. What we're doing tonight is using the Bagua map, and if you notice, there's some components that are not in the Chinese chart as well in this Bagua map, because we're actually taking it more from an ancient perspective than just coming from one certain perspective that really kind of locks your energy down. So you really don't have to worry about your astrological sign or your birthday chart or what animal you are, or finding out your element. You can actually use this Bagua map and begin to use it every day in your life.
Okay.
Okay, did that help?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, thank you for calling in. All right, good question there, very good question. Because, yes, it can get very, very complicated. What we're not trying to do, and you guys can go back and listen to the past shows about feng shui, we're not trying to get locked into this because it can be a very complicated system, but we're going to keep it really psycho-sexy, kind of cool, and very simple so you can use some of the foundation principles that really go back hundreds of thousands of years before we called it feng shui. So next we're going to go to the caller calling in. It looks like from area code 618, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I think I got queued in twice. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to queue in twice.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yes?
But, okay, I did have another question, I guess. As far as, would you suggest an earth or water to balance out the fire element, because I'm also an air element in the Western Zodiac, and for, I'm not sure, I know in Chinese there's five elements, and in the Western there's only four, and for
right.
air,
and
it would be...
Again, here's what, you said that you have too much air, because I don't want to get, we're not doing that. So I want to be very clear. I don't want to confuse you. If you're doing feng shui and you're following all of the principles across the board, then continue to follow that. Because tonight what we were talking about was just these components. If you have too much air element and you want to balance out the air, is that your question?
What?
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, to balance out the air, you can actually use fire to balance out the air, and you can also use metal to balance out the air as well, too. You can use wood to balance out the air. So you can use those components to balance them out. Now, are you talking about air within yourself, or are you talking about air within your environment? Because those are two completely different things. If you're using the Bagua map that I gave you tonight, you don't need any of that. It doesn't matter. okay? So that way you can keep it simple. You can always email me, and we can talk feng shui, because trust me, I love feng shui. So email me. People contact me when they're getting ready to sell their house and they're getting ready to do stuff, and we can talk feng shui that way. But if you're just using the map that I gave you tonight, the tic-tac-toe map, you don't need any of that. You can work off of this. And the other thing that you're going to do is you're going to be able to you're actually going to be able to connect with all of those things, and through your intuition, you're going to know where the placement goes. You're going to know when the elements are out of order. So you can use the feng shui map this way. This is another way that you can use it. But email me. Send me your sign. Send me all that. I love getting into that. We just don't have time to do that tonight, okay?
All right. Well, I have you followed on my Blog Talk Radio account, and I'll just message you when I get a chance, because I don't have internet, but I can access Blog Talk through my phone.
Okay, well, you can email me at question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Peace and love to you.
I'm going to go now.
You too. Okay, good questions. I wish we have enough time. Maybe one show we'll get into some more of the feng shui. 773, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Blue?
Yes.
Hey, I just want, this is Mike calling from Chicago. I just want to say I enjoyed the show, and you're right on point with the, you know, what's going on. You know, I just had a dream, you know, last night, you know, confronting, you know, some people I was mad at, you know, for a long time, and just getting what I had to say off my chest and moving on. So everything everything you talked about, you know, tonight is right on point. And, you know, I'm glad you kind of like went personal and said some things that needed to be said in the conscious community, because, you know, I had to figure a lot of that out on my own, what you was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and I guess I can say this, on some levels, and I think you can attest to this, everything is personal. And then on other levels, it don't have nothing to do with me. So a lot of things don't get addressed because for what? It don't have nothing to do with me. On this level, this was a good time. This energy is about letting go. So I'm glad that you're able to call in and really give confirmation to that this was something you're working on a personal level that's also reaching many people on this level. And then to really have this situation, you know, with Whitney Houston making her transition. This is another personal level of this transformation, you know, of this transformation coming through. So beautiful. Thank you for calling in and sharing that.
All right. Peace out, Blue.
Peace out. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 804. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, yes.
Hey, Ms. Blue, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. I got this is Rashad. I'm calling from Richmond, Virginia, and I got two quick questions. One is I got a meeting with you. I think it's Tuesday or Wednesday. I didn't know if anything special I need to do.
At all. You have a reading with me. You just need to come, you know, ready for your session. That's it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's cool. And now about this feng shui, I have an office, and I was just trying to go online and find a map or something that I could use. Is there a place I could go? Or
well, if you Google Bagua maps, you should be able to find tons of them online. You should be able to find them anywhere, you know, online. You should be able to find that. Yeah, I'm pretty confident you can. Or I showed you tonight in the show, I don't know how much you've been listening, that you can actually make your own map. What can be more powerful than that?
Yeah, my computer messed up, so I couldn't hear all of it. So that's how I went online and looked at the maps, but I was okay, these joints is not going on with you, how you were working and stuff. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. If you get a chance, maybe you can download it, or if you have an Android phone, you can actually get the Remix app, and you can go back and listen to the show through the archives. And, you know, get it that way so that you can get it. Some of the things that you can do in your office is, one of the things you want to make sure that your desk is not to the back. You don't have your back facing the desk.
Okay,
that's one of the things. You also want to make sure you have a bamboo plant in there. A bamboo plant is going to help you with that. And then also, if you have an office, you can paint the door red to your office, or even black is an office as well, too.
Okay.
Okay. So these are some of the things that you can begin to put in your office to change the flow of the chi in there. So you want to have that. A water fountain in your office as well, too. You want to put that in there. Make sure you clear everything of clutter, that there's no clutter around. None of that.
That means like... you know, like files, let me cut like stuff that's old, like dead items, like, you know, clients who don't deal with anymore, stuff that's long-term projects. What about long-term projects? How's that?
Well, if that's still an active file. So you're going to be good with anything that is active. What you want to do, though, is let me see. You want to make sure that I see some things on the floor in your office in boxes. You have things on the floor in the boxes in your office?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to take them up off the floor. That was the first thing that came to me. So you need to take those things that are on the floor, you need to lift them up off the floor. Even if you make a shelf that is maybe 2 or 3 inches above the floor, but you want to take things up off the floor. If they're not in a cabinet or designated place, you want to take those boxes you have that are on the floor and you want to lift them up. They need to come up off the floor. Make sure that area is clear so you can get into the corners and clear that. I also see there's a table there that you kind of store things. It looks like a storage place, like you just kind of put stuff. Does that make sense to you when I say that?
Yeah, it's got active stuff that's a makeshift file cabinet.
Yes, what you want to do is make sure that area is very clear and defined. So you can set it up in piles. So if this is like a working pile, you need to get, you know what a tent card is, or you know how to make a tent card?
What's a tent card?
A tent card is almost if you take a piece of paper and you fold it over, and it sits up like a little tent, and it's like name cards. Yeah. You want to make tent cards and put it there so these piles are very defined and very organized, because I see them kind of, even though everything is going on back there, it kind of looks like chaos is hanging over it. So you want to straighten that up so it's clearly defined so that you can see it.
Okay, yeah, it's controlled chaos, that's what we call it.
Yeah, controlled chaos. So what exactly do you do? Do you do taxes?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's what I picked up. So let me just go with this since we're in this flow. When you first come in the office, I feel that there are some things that might obstruct the door from completely flowing. What is that? What's that?
A plant.
Okay, you need to move that because I see something obstructing the door when it comes in. Move the plant. What you want to do is I want you to think about when you're standing at the door. And I'm going to give you, because I kind of got a good layout, I think. Wouldn't you agree I got a good layout of your office?
Yeah, you just, when you finish, that's one of, I made a what you call it, room. I made a almost like a, it's in my fault. I don't even know what to call it. It's like a chamber, you know, a ritual room, you know. With,
yeah.
It's got, like, stuff in there. I use that to study for the bar with.
Right. And that's cool that you have all of that in there, but here's what I want you to do. And it's okay for you to have that plant in there, but that plant needs to come out of that corner, and it needs to go more towards the back left-hand side. You want to put that more over in that particular area. And then you just want to clean things up. You want to pick those things up from up off the floor. You want to clean that out. I even seen the room where you have the stuff in there, where you have your altar. That room needs to get organized, because what I see around you is that the chi is coming in, but it's getting stuck because there's so many things that are there. You have old memories, old thoughts. So there's a lot of pamphlets, a lot of booklets, a lot of things in there that you can get rid of. But for whatever reason, you're holding on to it. You know what I'm talking about. That makes sense to you, correct?
Yeah.
And so get those things up off the floor, and you're going to just see. I want you to clean all the glass in there, clean all the glass and everything that's in there. That needs to get clean. Everything needs to get wiped down. You need to just do a complete clutter cleaning and getting rid of those things. So files that you have, that you have to hold on to, that's what you want to make that other room into. That's the storage room. And you want to find a specific area that you put those in, into a file cabinet. You can even get boxes from, like, the dollar store or one of those secondhand stores that have those boxes. They need to have labels on them. They need to be clearly defined. And then you need to put them and make sure they're up off the floor. So you want to get into the feng shui that way. Put them in that room. You want to put them out of sight. Those things that are of the past, you want to put them in that room out of sight. But you want to put them in there neatly. And then you want to make the space that you have, the active space, for everything that is active currently going on. So, for instance, files where you have to still do things with clients. You want to begin to do that with those clients. You need to make sure that that door can open and that door can close. Because that door being obstructed is really what's happening, is the energy that's coming in is obstacles. So it means that business is flowing and things are going right, but it's still so many obstacles. It's like once you fix one thing, it's an obstacle, something else goes wrong. You need to do that. I also see some lights are blown out. What's that about?
It's one of the hallways. It's not blown out. It
flickers something.
Yeah. I thought it even changed it.
Yeah, you need to get that fixed. That needs to be fixed, because this is also an indication of indecisiveness coming in. So you want to make sure that you get that light fixed, because I see the light flickering. Clean the glass. You want to clean the space. You want to take everything up off the floor, that table that's over there that has active files, files that are being worked, files that need to be, you need to clean that up. They need to be clearly defined. The spaces need to be clearly defined in there. And then what you can do, you can actually take that back table, and you can actually, where you have those files at, and you want to put a red tablecloth on there, because you want to keep that, even though these are some things that maybe you don't work for another week, or maybe somebody doesn't do for another 2 weeks. You want to keep that active energy flowing back there in that back table. Move the plant, sweep the floors, clean the floors. All of that stuff needs to be cleaned out. Windows and glass. Files that need to be held onto or kept for a long period of time, because I see tax files and I see numbers floating everywhere. And what happens when, yes.
I don't really laugh, but that's so real. Yeah,
when people walk in, they are very confused, and you may find this from your clients. You may ask them, what year did you do this? And they have a hard time coming up with the year, because there's so much energy in the air that everyone is confused. And so you want to clear that out of there. All of your old paperwork and all of your old stuff from you trying to pass the bar, that doesn't need to be in there. You need to put that in another space.
Wow. You saw all that in my room.
Yeah, I've seen all of that. I'm sorry. I'm kind of nosy like
that. That's good stuff, you know, because, you know, it's real, you know. So, hey, I'm glad I went through it.
Yes. So definitely. And then once you do that, you're going to be good because you're still holding on to a lot of stuff that you can let go, that the time has expired. You need to make sure it gets to a safe place, that those things can you can get rid of, things that you don't need, old magazines, old things that you know you're not, you don't even need it no more. It's get rid of it. Dump all of that stuff. Bring some more plants in there, fix the light, put the red tablecloth on the back, and call me and let me know when everything is just flowing so fast you can't even control it.
Okay, sounds like a winner.
Sounds like a winner. Well, thank you for calling in, yeah.
All right, well, I'll talk to you again soon.
All right, peace and love to you. Let us know how it goes, too.
All right, thank you.
All right. Oh, that was really cool. I got to do some feng shui, my style, remix style. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 470. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Four seven zero is not saying anything. We're going to go to the next caller. Going to the next caller, calling in from area code 330. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Hello, Ms. Blue. This is Kelly. I'm calling from Youngstown, Ohio.
Okay, greetings
and,
to you.
I'm kind of a new-time listener. Normally you see me, but now I'm on blog radio. Thank you for the ask.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you for tuning in.
I want to let you know, I want to touch base right fast on the Whitney Houston, letting you know about the transformation and all that, letting you know that you were definitely right. Like me and my dad were going through some problems, you know, for a year now, and we're getting over that. So he told me something according to him and told him to get over what we were going through, a little bad ordeal.
Yeah.
And, you know, I stepped over my little milestone and invited him over for dinner. Actually, he's in the next room, so it's kind of funny.
That's
but I decided to go ahead and call. So,
let
you know. But and then I also want to know about the feng shui of my apartment. It's so much negativity. It's a one way in. It's a one way out. It's a security building, and normally it's like a lot of negativity in the building. So, and I know I kind of notice that I walk into a bad vibe sometimes, and I kind of take it in the apartment with me.
Right.
And I just want to know, because I know there's clutter like in my room now. What could I do?
Yes. Yeah, I'm not going to go all in there. I hear you, though. I hear you.
You're so mess. Can you hear the clutter in my voice?
I can't
terrible.
See the clutter. Here's the thing I want you to talk about, and let's talk about when you first come into your apartment complex, because it's like that small little corridor there, and it gets kind of dark even when the sun is shining when you walk in, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So when you come in, okay, now, are you on the first floor or second floor?
The first floor.
You're on the first floor.
Well,
so
I guess,
what's
the bottom? So it's like the basement. Well, that would be like the first floor,
okay.
Right?
So you're on the basement. You're on the basement floor, the bottom. I see stairs next to where you are. Are there stairs?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any stairs? Is there any stairs anywhere when you're walking in?
No,
stairs. Okay, so no stairs on your side.
When you first walk in, there's stairs at the bottom of the steps. It's like five stairs.
Okay.
Then you walk into my building. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to make sure. I'm okay with being wrong. I just wanted to make sure. Okay, so here's what you do. A couple of things. I want you to get a reef for your door. You need to get a reef for your door. Find something. Springtime is about to come out, so you can go to different stores. I want you to find a nice, beautiful reef. If you have a Hobby Lobby close to you, you can get one from there. If you have, what's the craft store, like Michael's or somewhere like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want you to find a beautiful reef, and I want you to put that reef on your door. That's one. The other thing that I want you to do is to get you a wind chime. And you're going to hang that wind chime somewhere outside in front of your apartment, too. You'll figure out a way to kind of put it there. I know that's going to be a little tricky, but the main thing is to get the reef. You're going to, because I see that being a little tricky, but you're going to get the reef. so that you can put that wreath on your door. And you can find you, like in Hobby Lobby, a little wreath for the door, and that'll cost you about $2. And don't spend a whole lot of money on a wreath. It doesn't just get you one that you, when you look at it, it just kind of brings a smile. So I don't care if you get it from the dollar store, Michael's, it doesn't matter, but get you a wreath. You're going to put it on your door. That's going to instantly help to change that energy in that whole little section right down there. And then the other thing I want you to do is I want you to make sure that you get you a light that goes outside in front of your door. The light that I want you to put in there is to put you a yellow light in there. So it's sunshine coming all the time right there. Then once you get inside your house, you don't have to worry about bringing that energy in. But in your doorway, and I'm going to stay right there, you need to clean that whole little section up. As soon as you open the door, because you're right inside. That whole little section, just start, do like 15 minutes a day. You want to make sure that you start right there. That's where you're going to start clearing everything, right out of there. You want to make sure that that space is nice and clear. And then once you come in, as soon as you step in, you're right into the living space, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So inside your particular living space, I want you to think about, and you may have to do this a little bit, and you can email me because I don't know if we'll have enough time to go into this, but I want you to change your living room around. I know you just not too long ago may have changed some things around, but I want you to do it again, yes, because I see you've changed some things, but you need to change it again.
Okay, Greg, I really had got hurt moving it to this, and that's, I think that's why I left it there. So
yes.
Go. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to need to shift that around
right.
again. And you can always email me. I'll kind of give you some tips on what to do so you can place those things in the right space. And then the first room that I want you to work on, I don't want you to focus on anything else, matters not the bedroom, matters not any of those other rooms, is your kitchen.
Yeah, because I love my kitchen.
Yes, I want you to work in your kitchen, but you also have a lot of things in there you need to that should have been gone a long time ago. You know that.
Sure.
Yeah, you need to let those things go. I want you to go back and hear that first show that I did on the magic of feng shui to talk about that if you didn't hear that show. But I want you to go through the kitchen, and I want you to get the kitchen right. Get it right how you love to have the kitchen. And really just get that kitchen back into its space. Take 15 minutes a day. Start with the kitchen and then work your way into the other rooms and start to clear the clutter. Because what has happened is you have brought that negative energy from outside and you brought it in your house. You see? So this is why even when you come inside, you don't really have the energy to do what you need, what you would normally do. It's kind of like,
right.
It's a mess. But I don't feel like doing nothing.
Right.
So day after day, it just gets there. So it's going to take a little bit of time, but you can turn this around. And then what I want you to do, particularly when you're home and it's daytime, I want you to open up and let as much light in as possible. Because you're in the basement, what you're dealing with is things that's in your subconscious mind. So anything that is bothering you, listen to me very good here, my sister. It is getting magnified 100 times over because the subconscious mind represents the basement already.
Okay.
So it is important for you to let things go because in that basement, it's going to magnify it. So somebody pissed you off on the way home, by the time you make it in that house, oh, that has been gone from irritating you to you mad as hell.
Right. Okay,
yes.
Definitely true.
Yes. So you definitely want to do those. Those are going to be some quick cures. The first thing is to put the wreath on the door and definitely to change the energy. Every time you see that wreath, you know that you are stepping into your huge altar. You have a nice sacred space there, and this is really a place for you. I don't actually see you staying here for a very long time, but there are some things that you need. Yeah, I don't see you staying here for a long time. Matter of fact, I see you moving. I kind of hate to get, I'm going to say later in the year. But there are some things that you do need to work through. you need to work through. And so this basement is really just that symbolic way of telling you that. But what's going to be important is that whenever possible, you open up the windows, you do that. I'll tell you a quick way for you, because one thing you don't like to do is be embarrassed. Invite some of your friends over. Know you're supposed to clean and invite them over, because you're going to clean if they're coming over.
Right.
Oh, you're going to clean. Okay. Now, you might have let daddy walk in when it's a little out of sorts, but he's family. But invite some friends over. Oh, you did it right. That's going to get you motivated when you can. And then your motivation after that is going to come from within for you to keep that there. But I want you to clean that space and also know that this is temporary for you, because somehow you feel like you've been punished and this is why you're here.
Okay. That's true.
Mm-hmm. All right. So did that help? Make sure you email me
at
question, QESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com, and let me know if you have any other questions.
Okay.
And we can do that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Blessing to you. And like I say every time, thank you for your time and all your efforts.
All right. Peace and love to you. Peace and love to you.
Good night.
Good night. Oh, that was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 540. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, peace, peace. It's your boy, No Thing, calling out of Roanoke, Virginia. What's up?
Greetings, No Thing. How are you? What you wanted to share?
I'm all right. I just had a question. In my main bedroom is my nude out self room, and then I have another bedroom that I have made into my like health and fitness room where I, you know what I'm saying, get the body right, you know what I'm saying. So I was wondering what kind of stuff can I put in my health and fitness room to keep me inspired, you know what I'm saying, and motivated.
Oh, that's a good, very good question. A lot of things that you can actually put into your health and fitness room to definitely keep you inspired. One of the colors that you want to work with in that room is to find one that is just closest to you. And for you, No Thing, that's just going to be a color you like, a color you find yourself naturally gravitating towards as your favorite color. It could be a team in that color. You could like to wear that color. Maybe that's a color that you keep around you, or you like to eat foods in that color. You're going to decorate that particular spot because it has to do with your health and well-being with any color that you want. Now, particularly something yellow, it's always good to put in health and well-being, because when we think about good health, we know that we are some people, and this really comes from a lot of the foods that we eat that have been nurtured by the sun. When we look outside and we see the grass healthy, we see ourselves healthy, we know that we can attribute all of these things of health and well-being really to be with the sun energy. So you could actually put something of the color yellow, whether it's a pillow in the color yellow, maybe if you have sort of an altar, maybe put an altar cloth that has something yellow, or something as simple as a yellow candle in there. Yellow also has stimulant energy, so you want to be a little bit stimulated in the room that you're working out, because you want to have that inspiration. Yellow is that color of inspiration as well.
Okay. And I was wondering something else, like with things to put on my walls, because I was thinking about like buying poster boards, like posters or whatever, and like drawing on them and putting on my wall, like to decorate my walls. Is what I'm pretty much trying to say, is there any other alternative things that I can do to decorate my wall without, you know, because I want to put my own energy into it. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, yes, and you can actually do that. That's actually a great idea. If you can find a place like this that sells copper, you could actually take some copper and you can take a inexpensive picture frame and get you some copper, the one that you can twine and move, and just kind of put on maybe a song that inspires you and make something very abstract like that, and just sort of kind of pin it inside the picture frame and just put that on the wall. You can do that. Or maybe you want to get into your own art. Find some of your favorite colors, get some watercolors, and just begin to draw different sigils onto the paper and frame it. If you put posters or pictures up on the wall, you want to make sure they have a frame. That's going to be something good. Something else someone said in the chat room that's going to be good for you in the workout room, you want to have a mirror. Now, what's going to be key? Excuse me, go ahead.
No, I was listening. Yeah, I was agreeing with you.
Mm-hmm. And another thing you want to do is make sure all of your workout equipment is facing so that you can see the door in the room. You don't want to be working out with your back. You don't.
You said, so have my mirror facing, so pretty much have my body facing it where my door is at. Why is that though?
Why is that? Because in feng shui, one of the things that is believed is that whenever you have your back to something, that sets up energy. And here's something you can think about. Have you ever been walking down the street in the middle of the night and you know somebody is behind you? Oh, you're going to turn around and see who's back there because you can feel that energy. And it really leaves unsettling energy because you don't know what to expect. So it builds up negative energy or unsettling energy where it doesn't have to.
Oh, okay. I see you.
Yeah.
Mhm. All right. All right. I appreciate that, Ms. Willis.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. No thanks.
All right. Have a good night and peace and blessings.
Yes, peace and love to you. Peace and love. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 601. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi. My name is Tanya. I was calling from Mississippi.
Okay, greetings, Tanya from Mississippi.
How you doing, Ms. Blue?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing better. I'm doing better.
Good.
I was calling because I've been trying to change my house around and try to get the energy a little better for me and my children.
Right.
A lot of turmoil going on, and for maybe a week or so, I've been just not in a good mood and trying to fight it and still stay positive, even though a lot of things been going on.
Right, yes, and that can be difficult. And, so you want to change, you want to do some things in the house, and you want to kind of change some things around. The number one thing that I want you to do is to begin to think about is for you, I want you to go out and get some inspiration. So that's maybe going to your favorite furniture store, maybe going to look at, you know how sometimes they have open houses with different homes and they show you different decorations. You need to get out and see something different. It's going to give you a different level of appreciation for your own sacred space. So you can find why these things are there that inspire you. And then you're going to be able to see the things that no longer inspire you. Sometimes we have to leave our space and go somewhere and go, have you ever been, and maybe throughout your life, go visit somebody, and you could be feeling real sucky about where you stay. But you go visit them and you come home, you're like, whoo, I'm so glad I'm back in my house.
Yeah, lying.
Yes. It gives you a whole nother level of appreciation for your space. So that's what I want you to do. Just take some time, and I want you to just go and just to look at different sacred spaces. If you aren't able to really go and look at different sacred spaces, cut on the TV, one of my favorite channels, and I know a lot of you guys out there listening, HGTV, and just watch the different shows on HGTV that show you different decorating tips and different designs. Not that you're looking to get the inspiration from that, but really just seeing that, because it's going to spark it. Sometimes we have great pieces. I go into people's houses and I help them decorate their houses and do stuff, and they're like, oh, I just want to get rid of everything in this house, Blue. You can just start from scratch. And I'm like, no, you got some great pieces here. Let's work with the stuff that you have. And I'll say, okay, well, let me just have at it. I'll go in and change things around. They'll be like, oh, wow, did you buy this? No, you had this sitting in the corner somewhere doing nothing with it. So sometimes even our objects in our sacred space, because we know that they're not there by accident, every single one of them is a reflection of the internal thoughts that is going on within us. So nothing is in your sacred space without accident. And a lot of times we've given a lot of thought, a lot of energy, and let's face it, a whole lot of money to some of these things that at the time it was the hottest thing in the world that we wanted. Oh, I got to have this dresser, or I got to have this lamp. And now we got the lamp sitting in the corner. It's got dust all over it. You know, the kids done cracked half the bottom. You know, the plastic hanging off the shade. You know, what happened to this beautiful lamp that we had? And so sometimes we need to just really begin to fall back in love with our sacred space and remember that these things, not about their material symbolic, but just about the energy and the spirit that we had when we got some of these things, how important they are to us. And just really sometimes seeing them outside of our space and seeing reflections of them or things that remind us of them, seeing them in another space gives us a whole different appreciation for the things that we have in our space. Now, once you've done that, then what you can do is just start with a small space. For you, I'm going to tell you where that space is going to be. It's going to be in your living room, the point of communication. This is the place where everybody kind of comes and they kind of pile up and everybody leaves remnants. I see remnants of all of their stuff in the living room. You're constantly telling me, take this out of my living room. I see you doing it. So you want to go and you want to start with that. Involve everybody in it because this is something that the whole family can get involved in. You could actually do a walk the labyrinth. And what you do is just one night, you know, cut off the TV, cut off the music, cut on the lights and say, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to begin to really get our place back in order and have everyone who lives in the home be vested in it. Everybody has a piece of paper. They sit down and you ask them, what does this space, what do you want this living room to feel for you? Do you want this living room to feel like love? Do you want to feel like a place to come and have fun? Have everybody write what they want that space to be. And then take that and begin to look around and have them equate themselves like what in this living room makes you feel good? And you'll know it because some of the chairs that maybe are worn out or the coffee table that's damaged, things that you need to get rid of, you can also begin to think about what is making the energy go down in that space.
Right, because that needs a new friend.
Yeah, you may need some new furniture, and sometimes in a perfect world, we can get that, and sometimes we can't. So I'm not against us taking things that we have, because even us as people, we don't come after we've gone over 30, we got a couple of nicks and bruises on us. But here's what I want you to do. Take everything out the living room. Move everything out. If you got to move it in the kitchen, if you got to move it outside, if you got to move it in the dining room, just move everything out the living room. And then you're just going to vacuum the floor. You're going to clean the floor, wipe down the walls. You're going to do everything that you can within your means and within your budget because this doesn't have to cost you money. You're going to clean everything down. And before anything comes back in that living room, it is going to get touched by every single member of the family and somebody's going to be cleaning, wiping, dusting, polishing something on it. And then you're going to put it back. Anything that's in there that doesn't belong, old magazines, take those out because I see some of the old magazines up in there, old things that don't belong in there. If it's, you know, anything that doesn't belong in there, you're taking it out and you're going to put it back in there and it's going to clear all of that energy out of there. The communication is going to open up. Buy you a couple of candles. You can even get this from the dollar store. Sit the candles down. Make it a time that the family all meets in the living room so people can know. And you can also start to regulate that time because I see too much of that is about entertaining and not communicating.
Right.
So you say for the next 3 hours from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, Nothing gets turned on in the living room. Now, if you want to just go in there just to sit, you can. But we're not doing anything in there. And then make it a time where it's time for everybody to speak, everyone to talk to.
Okay.
For everyone to talk. Mm-hmm. So this is the point of communication for the family. For everyone to come in there, for everyone to talk, for everyone to communicate with themselves there, and really begin to work with that area of the throat chakra and have everybody speak their mind and have everybody say what they need to say.
Okay. Yeah, I need that because my son, one of them is considered grown and the other one, he's 16, but the oldest one keep telling me he got to figure out stuff. Figure out, and I know I'm being a little, I'm trying to let him go free, but not, you know, not let him feel I don't care.
Right. And yeah, and there are some things he do need to figure out, but tell him this the next time he tells you he got to figure out stuff. Tell him that's what he was supposed to do before he got himself in the situation, not after.
Right.
You want to figure out stuff. Figure it out so it helps you.
Right.
Yeah. He's trying to figure it out after the fact. So that doesn't work always. Tell him that's why he got a mama. You know, because his
right.
mama can help figure it out before he gets himself in a situation. So what he's trying to do now is just trying to be the big man of the house. You know, like he can take care of it and he doesn't want to put burdens and worries on you. But make that a time. Sit down and have some time where the family can communicate. Start having times that everybody eats dinner at a set time instead of I brought this food for me and I'm going to cook this for me and I'm going to do this for me. Really bring that back. And that's going to bring the energy back and it's going to balance things out back in the home.
Okay.
All right. And then email me and let me know how it goes. I would love to hear that. I would love to hear how everything goes. And there you are, holding it down in Mississippi.
Right. All right.
Love it. Love it. Thank you for calling it. Peace and love to you.
Peace and love.
Oh, that was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 313. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Keisha from Detroit.
Greetings, Keisha from Detroit. How are you?
I'm okay. I was enjoying the show, and I was feeling it because I have been working on the feng shui myself, you know, here and there a little bit at a time. And
oh,
then
beautiful.
With like, then with like the Whitney Houston thing, and how you were saying, you know, letting go, moving on. I've been trying to work on that. So, yeah, I was really into it. And I feel kind of empty at times, so I was kind of relating to it and stuff like that. And I was wondering if you can sense anything. Was it anything you could tell me that you might think I need to hear?
Yeah, I can definitely feel your energy at this particular time. So let me just go ahead and give you a big Miss Blue hug and just tell you that I love you and know that you have so much love around you. And I know that this is a difficult time for you sometimes to get over these things. And that emptiness sometimes is sometimes can draw you into a space that's not comfortable for you. So one of the things I want you to definitely begin to focus your energy on is really thinking about those things that you enjoy doing, that you love doing, you know, that you enjoy and that you love first and foremost. Make sure that you take some time out throughout the day to maybe have your favorite food, you know, in place. These are some things, you know, that you can plan for, you know, like if you like grapes, you know, make sure you have grapes in the refrigerator, you know, something that's your favorite food. And one of the things that I talked about from another place is also to think about your Save Me song. you know, because often what happens is whenever we get in these places of the loneliness and the emptiness, we find these songs that really affirm how we're feeling and not really songs that lift us up out of the space where we are. So you want to get you a good Save Me song. And if you've listened to the show, one of my Save Me songs that I love, too, is I'll Take You There.
Yeah, I know.
Have you heard that? I'll Take You There. You know, the Staples Singers. Yes, I used to. Last year, I killed everybody with it. I was playing it all the time.
Yeah, I remember.
Yes, I would play that all the time. So I want you to think about that. But here's something I want to recommend that you do. I want you to take baths for the next 82 hours. Not showers. I want you to get in the bathtub. And inside the bathtub, one of the things you can do is to take you some salt, if you don't have high blood pressure or anything. Best is Himalaya salt, and you want to take some baking soda. And you want to put equal parts of that into the bathtub with you. And when you put that in there, what it's going to do is actually form almost like battery acid around you. It's going to look like that, kind of that white, almost like that milky color, you know. It's going to turn the water that color. And that is going to be excellent because what it's going to do is not only it helps to cleanse and it helps to purify your aura, which is really great, but it also helps to recharge you, almost like a battery. And it looks almost like battery acid. So you're going to put that in the bathtub and you're going to have that in there. I want you to just get a collection of music that just lifts you up, things that bring a smile to your face, and I want you to just listen to that as you're in the bathtub and you're washing yourself up with it. So for the course of the next 3 to 4 days, you want to do nothing but take baths. And the bath is really going to help to stabilize your emotions.
Okay.
And it's going to do it in a very relaxing way. I do see you moving out of this energy. And I'll tell you this, this time of the year is really rough for a lot of people because it brings up a lot of old memories for a lot of people. It brings up so many different old memories. What you want to begin to do is you want to get you a happy lamp. And you can actually Google a happy lamp online. And a lot of it has to do with not being able to get close to the sun and not having that sunlight like we need to have the sunshine and just, you know, how good it feels to have the sun shining on your face. So you want to begin to get you a happy lamp and work with that happy lamp and do that.
I'm glad you said it because I actually thought about some type of lamp because I actually have a light right here for my plants because of how I don't get the sun the way I want to. So right now, as we speak, I have a light going for the plants.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if that was part of my problem, not getting enough sun or what, because I have these headaches.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and here's another thing I want to do because I really can feel your energy right now. I'm going to give you something else that you're going to do, and I'm going to give you a breathing tonic right now, and your pattern is going to be 282. So I want you to write that down, 282. So here's what I want you to do, okay, because I'm going to check your elements for you really quick. This is something I actually do inside my sacred session, but I'm going to do it for you here. And we may not get a chance to go over the results of it, but if you're open to receive it, I can check your elements now.
That's fine.
Okay. Okay. So the first thing I want you to do with the breathing tonic, I want you to breathe in and out of your mouth, nice and slow 2 times. I'm just going to tell you. And then for 8 times, you're going to breathe in and out of your nose as fast as you can. Fast as you can, but it's only going to be out of your nose, so it'll sound like this. In and out is 1. Okay, and you're going to do that for 8 times, and then you're going to breathe in and out of your mouth again, nice and slow, 2 times. So 2 times in and out of your mouth, and then 8 times in and out of your nose only, and then 2 times in and out of your mouth again. So I want you to do that, but before you do that, let me check your elements really quick. right. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Go ahead. You can start when you're ready.
Oh, you want me to do the breathing?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I got confused.
Okay, so two times, it's okay, two times in and out of the mouth twice, and then you're going to do eight times in and out of your nose as fast as you can only, and then two times in and out of your mouth nice and slow. Is that out your nose?
Yes.
Okay. And did you do the two times? You did that eight times?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then two times in and out of your mouth again?
Yes.
Okay, all right. How you feel?
I'm okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel better? Do you feel different? Can you tell the difference?
Maybe a slight difference.
Mm-hmm. I don't really think you did it right. Yeah, I don't think you did it right, but we may not have enough. We have 53 seconds. Two okay. times in and out of your mouth slow, eight times in and out of your nose only, not your mouth, and then two times in and out of your mouth. I want you to do that again, but I want you to take the bath, and I also want you to email me, okay? Because your okay. air energy is very, very off. And whenever your air energy, that's the main one I'm concerned about, is very, very off, it's that you feel trapped, and I don't want you to feel trapped, okay? So reach out to me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. Let me know I spoke to you so that we can definitely get that air moving back, because that's the main one we want to get back around. So peace and love to you, and I look forward to hearing from you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Peace and love. All right, everyone, that's going to do it. For the rest of you who have your hands up, email me and I'll be in touch. Peace and love. Much love, warm spirit. Until next time, everyone, see you in the remix. Keep letting go and remember.